United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned as head of the PTL club. What am I supposed to do? Well, the government seems to be cheating, selling us to the enemy. And those who are supposed to be preaching are no
go! From the Salem High School Boosters and News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. It's the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Number 347-945-5229, and it's 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. And I hope you're having a good day today. I'm still on the same song as I was last week because I'm happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
And that's how you have to start a week.
Yeah,
that's how you start Monday off. You want to start Monday off with a woo song?
Yeah, it was a happy song.
Cause I'm happy.
I got a cold, but I'm happy.
I had TikTok find out who your friends are.
What friends? What friends? I got friends?
You got friends?
I got friends. Are you sure I got friends?
Yeah. Is my mic up?
Yeah, let's see. Keep talking.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing myself.
How's that?
That's better.
That's because it wasn't up in, the mic.
Oh, okay. That's better.
So that's, I mean, this is just a wonderful song. I was on it Friday, and I carried over.
It's a happy song.
The number is 347-945-5229, and it is open mic today. I've got some announcements to make today, so I'm going to wait until about 5 minutes before I make my announcement.
Did I get forewarning on these announcements, or
no?
This is new to me, too?
Yes, I don't know if it's new or not, but I'm going to tell you anyhow.
Okay.
There may be suspect that I, but I'm going to tell you my news. You guys need to hear my news.
Good. Tracy always has good news. I've never heard Tracy give me bad news.
Well, I'm just going to give you news because I'm just trying to figure out why we have to make news. I just have issues, and so
I just have issues.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm Tracy, and
Tracy
I have
has
issues. I have issues. I'm serious.
Well, I mean, look at what we learned this weekend. It's good not to have a job. We're going to have the first openly gay player in the NFL, probably. The Justice Department is going to treat homosexual couples as if they're married for purposes of federal prosecutions. I mean, everything's just great. Who could ask for anything more?
Happy, happy, happy.
Ooh. Hey, so how was your weekend?
Wonderful.
Good. That's good. My weekend was good. Saturday I went out and asked, what did I do Saturday?
Waited through 5 feet of snow?
No, not Saturday. Saturday, there is a program at the YWCA, and Achievers USA was a part of it, and I went and spoke to some young ladies who are high achievers.
Wow. Good.
And I spoke to them that morning, and it was very, very great. I enjoyed it. We have some remarkable people and remarkable young ladies and remarkable women who are doing great things.
Was it that awards ceremony thing?
They move into the awards ceremony. It wasn't the awards that day. It was just a program they had talking about leadership. And I talked about obstacles and crutches.
Okay.
And how you have to overcome all of your obstacles and not make them crutches in life.
Right.
Because if you make them, you know, they just hinder you.
Right.
So I talked to them about that. We talked about a little bit about, you know, how your title does not define you, but you define your title.
You want to elaborate on that?
A lot of people get caught up into I am the CEO, I am the president, I am, you know, HR, I am, you know, the marketing manager. I do this for a living, I do that for a living. And what I do is not who I am.
Right.
And so you have to understand that you define your title. Your title does not define you. You can call yourself whatever you are, but if you're not a good person, if you don't have integrity, if you don't stand up for what you believe, then you're just an empty suit with a title.
Right.
So we talked about that on Saturday also.
Okay.
And it was a really, really, really great program, and I think it was called Bright Minds.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a wonderful, wonderful program, and I think tonight I'm going to try to do a Toastmasters. But I've not been feeling well, so Sunday I stayed home. I got this cold. I was on a bus and somebody had the cold.
Oh.
And the cold caught me, but I didn't try to catch it. So I'm trying to get rid of it and pass it on to somebody else, but nobody wants to take it. So it's open mic Monday, and so I want to have a conversation with you guys today. Should I give you my announcement?
Let's hear the announcement.
Or should I wait until Jeff gets here? Yeah, we've been waiting for a long time.
Yeah, we could be waiting. I mean.
Well, listen, my announcement is, my name is Tracy Winbush, and I'm a talk radio show host, and I'm planning on being drafted, and I am a heterosexual.
Okay.
What?
I heard about that, and I heard, like, this guy, this football player that came out as gay, he's like a third-round draft pick. Is he trying to, hopefully, if he comes out, maybe they'll get him up the roster some or something?
Well, is this
a publicity thing, or is this guy serious?
This guy is serious.
Who really cares if he's gay or not?
Well, listen, this is the problem. This is an issue, and some of the players have said this. Some of us are very modest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may do what we do, but we do what we do the way we want to do it. And so when we don't want to do something, we can become very, very modest and very, very shy. And so there's a reason why we don't have co-ed showers and co-ed locker rooms. I don't think we understand that. When you go into a locker room, they are not individual locker stalls. It's not like you go into cubicles of your own.
Right.
That's
right.
Not how it is. It's an open locker room.
I was in the military.
But, I mean, some people may not understand that.
I mean, the shower was one big room.
With several
nozzles coming
that's
out.
That's correct. You don't have your own little private shower thing going on. Right. And a couple of the players have said that they would be very, very uncomfortable if he looked at them or if a gay man looked at them in the shower. You got to understand, if you got a woman in the shower, now seriously, if there's a woman in the shower.
I would be very uncomfortable.
Okay, you would be uncomfortable. So if there's a man who looks at you the same way.
If there was a woman in the shower, I would probably shower in gym shorts.
Okay. Okay, so if there's a man in the shower who you know is attracted to people that look like you, would you not be modest about that? Would that not bother you?
Yeah, it would. But by the same token, they claim about 1% of any population is homosexual anyways.
That's not the point.
So when you've got a group of guys, if you've got 100 guys in a locker room, more than likely one of them is homosexual.
But it's okay when I don't know.
Yeah.
It's another thing when I do know.
I can see that.
It's another thing when I do know. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, why do you have to make that announcement? So now here you are, you're walking into the draft, and these guys are going to have to define whether, one, the general managers and the coaches are going to have to define if they want to deal with all the scrutiny that's going to come along with drafting the first openly gay NFL player. There's a lot of drama that will go along with that. I'm just saying. There just will be.
I'm still thinking this was trying to get him moved up.
Moved up to what?
moved up a round or two.
Now, it won't get him. I don't think it'll get him moved up, but I think it will get him some great endorsements.
I ain't gonna touch that one. I'm sorry.
No, seriously, I think it will get him endorsements that he would
not
have normally gotten.
I'm not gonna go down the stereotype highway.
No, what stereotype? I'm serious. And it won't be for Trojan Man.
No, it'll be for Nair.
It won't even be for Nair. I'm serious. It will get him an endorsement that he was not going to get. And I understand he's a phenomenal football player. I just don't understand why.
Well, he can't be that phenomenal if they said he was going to be a second or third round, a mid-round draft choice.
He's still a phenomenal football player. You got to understand the guys from the Seahawks, they were not first round choice. And they whipped in Denver like they stole something. I mean, to be in the rounds, it still goes by your performance, no matter what.
What's the percentage of college athletes that make it to the pros?
I don't know, but if you make it to the draft, you usually make it in.
I thought everybody went to the draft.
No. Everybody doesn't make it to the draft. Hey, Eric, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing, Tracy? How's it going, Steve?
Good. Hey, did you hear my announcement?
Yeah, I like that as well. I want to kind of meant the same thing, you know. My name is Eric. I'm from Warren, Ohio, and I'm a heterosexual.
You know, I just want to. We have to start announcing ourselves, like, you know, AA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I honestly don't really understand the point. Like Sticks, I don't know why he's what's the point? You know, it's okay. You're gay. I mean, does he want a phone call from the president? I don't really understand what his point is. You know.
That's where I'm at. I mean, I was in the Navy. I rode submarines. We had guys on our submarine we suspected were homosexual, and they just went about their business. I mean, you just leave them alone.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, you did. You just...
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you did.
You just went about your business.
You just went about your business. You didn't pay no mind to them. I mean, that was even before Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And that was back in the ancient times when that way could get you dishonorable discharge. So we just left them alone.
Hey, 440, your mic is up.
Yeah, he's already doing a commercial.
What commercial is he doing now?
Anal ease.
Ooh, that's bad.
That's not nice.
It's the truth.
You know what? You and I are going to have a conversation. That was not nice. Say you're sorry. 440, say you're sorry. He's not listening to me, is he?
No, he's not.
Oh, man. Hold on. Local call, your mic is up.
Oh, what was that?
Steve?
Never mind.
I just don't understand why we do some of the things that we do, and we just get into it.
I mean,
and
when, you know, I mean, and you're right, we brought this on ourselves by refusing to acknowledge contract law. Because if 30 years ago they'd have just acknowledged contract law, we wouldn't be having this marriage, this homosexual marriage argument.
I don't know if we would not be having it. I really don't think we would have.
Because, I mean, the whole argument they're using is, well, we can't transfer property, we can't collect benefits, we can't do this, we can't do that. And if 30 years ago we would have honored contract law between two homosexuals and left, then we wouldn't be having a lot of these discussions.
Now, I told you, when I don't feel well, you know, I sit around and I watch TV and I sleep.
Right.
Okay. So I was watching Oprah Winfrey last night, and it was...
Oh, that's
a
bad mistake.
Well, I was watching Oprah Winfrey last night, and Oprah was talking about, was talking to Sissy Houston, who is Whitney Houston's mom.
Okay.
And during Whitney Houston's life, there was a lot of rumors that went around with her best friend. Her best friend's name was Robin, and they said that Whitney Houston was gay, and Robin was her significant other. And that went around for years. And all the time I was in Los Angeles, it was Robin and Whitney. And people have the propensity to always, you know, if you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you know, they say the same thing about Gail and Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't have friends of the same sex unless you're lovers now. And she asked her mom, and out of the blue, she asked Sissy Houston, who's Whitney Houston's mom, would you be upset if Whitney Houston was gay? And I'm like, and she said, yes, I would be upset about it. I would have a problem with it, and I would tell my daughter about it. And my question is, why would she bring that up, Ethan? In every interview that I've watched Oprah do, she always gets around to that question right there. I'm just watching this,
yeah,
and I'm just paying attention to this, and I'm watching how people follow people around and do things, and they're not quite paying attention to what's going on, and people are playing games with people's lives. And I don't think we understand how they are shaping our minds,
yeah,
shaping our children, and shaping our new millennium.
You can't have a pair of bachelors, a pair of middle-aged bachelors that are business partners that aren't married without people assuming that they're gay.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
what
wrong.
I'm saying. 718, your mic is on.
Hi, everybody. This is Samantha. I'm just listening for now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I have a problem with that. You know, if people do what people do, and it's okay for people to do what people want to do. That's what makes America and humanity great. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. I think we've over-sexualized our society to the point where people don't understand brothers from another mother or sisters from another mother. They just don't understand that kind of a deep friendship that two people can get into that has nothing to do with any kind of sexuality. It's just a friendship.
We don't want that kind of relationship. It has
to
be something. And I'm having issues with how we do things. Listen, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side.
Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S., and now Bosch dishwashers feature a new third rack that gives you 30% more capacity compared to Bosch two-rack models. See yours at Lowe's today.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyAndFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
As I drank down one last beer, It was then I realized that I bit off more than I could chew. I think I'm dancing with a man. She got calluses on her hands.
You know what, Six? You have issues.
She's got a voice like Johnny Cash. Is she hiding the mustache? I think I'm dancing with a man.
What are you trying to say, Six?
We sit down and talk to
one. We were talking about homosexual football players.
Well, people in America can do what they choose. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. People can do what they choose, but just don't make me subscribe to it. Don't make me affirm it. And I think that's what's going on here. We got people.
Oh, you're just a bigot, that's all.
I'm not a bigot. I'm just being real. I'm being real about this. You can do what you want to do. You can paint your face red, white, and blue. I don't care.
And swing from a chandelier?
Absolutely. Spin around like a top. Whatever you want to do. You can dance with a man if you want to. Just go do it. I don't understand this announcement thing. Everybody's making announcements. Everybody has to come out of the closet. Everything has to be, and everybody has to affirm it. And if you say that you don't like it, then you're a phobia. I'm not a phobia of it. I just don't agree with it. And I'm allowed to disagree.
No, because we changed the debate. If you disagree with anything, you're suddenly intolerant.
No, listen, there are people that still don't like interracial marriages.
Right.
They have a problem with it. Their kids come home with black babies, and they still have issues with it.
Right.
But they deal with it.
Right.
Well, you know what? You just have to deal with some things you just don't like anymore.
I agree.
But you still don't have to go out and say, I'm now a new supporter of it, and I'm going to condone it.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Say the number 347-945-5229. Eric, your mic is up.
You're just politically incorrect, and you're not part of the society anymore.
You're right. I'm politically incorrect. I should not have to be politically correct. Hey, Eric.
I agree with Tracy too. Like, you know, I mean, your sexuality or whatever it is, you are. What reason do you have to announce it? I agree with that. Why is the
Justice Department coming out now and talking about the Defense of Marriage Act when, as if that's the only problem facing the country right now? That's what bothers me.
I just feel like it's a distraction, you know, for what's
the same
really
reason why
good.
We're still talking about Governor Christie and not talking about the White House. Governor Christie's using the same antics that President Obama's using, talking about, I didn't know about it. And we're throwing darts at him, and we're giving President Obama a pass. I don't understand.
Well, the only reason anybody's upset about it is because Fox News keeps bringing it up. It's all their fault.
That's because you're agitators.
You know, the IRS thing probably bothers me more than anything that's gone on, because the IRS can destroy anybody without due process. That's the thing that scares me more than anything else, is the politicians running the IRS. I'm just, you know, when you start taking somebody with the power of the IRS and making it a political arm, anybody's political arm, when Richard Nixon, it was wrong. And nobody seems to be concerned, because it's the other guy. You know, are we going to stand here and let the IRS just destroy people? They had that woman in front of Congress. She'd been in business 20 years. As soon as she filed for 501c4 or whatever it was, she had OSHA, EPA, I don't know who else in there on her, IRS, audited. You know, 20 years she'd been in business. Now all of a sudden she's getting audited?
Yeah, there seems to be an idea with people that if they're not picking on me, then they're never going to pick on me. And that's just not true, you know.
Well, And that goes back to the drone thing, you know. Well, I'm not, or the NSA thing, you know. I'm not doing anything. I don't have anything to worry about because I'm not doing anything wrong. Well, guess what? You let me follow you around for 6 months and see everything you do, I can build a case against you and make you an axe murderer.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You let me hear every word you speak for 6 months, I can build a case that'll hold up in a court of law that'll make you look like an axe murderer.
Yeah, if a cop follows you around long enough, eventually you're going to do something to get pulled over, you know?
You got it.
That's true.
And what really is amazing to me is African-Americans have been subjected to this stuff for millennia, and they're the ones that are standing up and saying this is no big deal.
They've been conditioned to say that.
You haven't, because you're saying this is a big deal.
But Jeff's saying this is a big deal. But we're the minority. There are so many who are walking into they don't realize that the pot is boiling. You know, it's like the fish in the what they call the frog in the hot water.
Yeah.
They don't realize it's getting turned up. They've been desensitized to stuff, and you can't blame them for it.
Well, no. Anybody will believe it. It becomes the truth.
And even those who believe that now that it is. Something's wrong, and they feel the heat, they're afraid to say anything. Hey, New York, how you doing, sweetie? Aminty? I know she out there. She got that
I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, go ahead. There it is. Lungs. So,
healthy child.
Healthy child. What were you saying?
I was just pretty much agreeing with you, you know, because I noticed something, just going back a little. I remember it was, 2005, 2006, when Bush and Kerry were running for, the presidency or whatever. And remember they were saying Kerry was going to take the Bible out of America or some craziness they were saying, and how he was going to accept gay marriage. And what I'm saying is I noticed that the whole time that people were going crazy over the gay marriage thing and the Bible and religion, did anyone notice that all of the, like, gay TV shows that would come on at night started coming on during the day? Anybody ever noticed that? Like, all those shows, that's when it came out. It was like, if anybody ever seen True Blood, it was like when the vampires was able to come out the coffin, as they put it in terms. And I noticed that that's when the TV shows start coming on during the day. The ratings on TV started changing. Remember, rated R is like what we have now, PG-17 now, and some other stuff we have too. Like the ratings started changing. Rated R is different from what it used to be for rated R. PG-13 was different. It started to be different. And this was what I analyzed during that time, and I feel like that was to introduce it. I don't think it was to, as far as, you know, it's to bring it where it is right now is what I'm trying to say. And again, I'm not against anyone, whoever it is, whatever their sexuality is, I could care less. But I'm just noticing it's like they're saying like they're against it, but it's like they did it to introduce it. And that's just my insight.
It's a conditioning. It's a conditioning. And it was a subtle conditioning. 312 Chicago, how you doing?
Yeah, well, they're doing that same conditioning right now with that new article that came out that they're considering an attack on a U.S. citizen, a drone attack.
With drones.
They came out with an article on Yahoo News where they say that an American citizen is planning attacks, and they're related, they're affiliated with so-called Al Qaeda, and that they're considering on using the drone to attack this guy.
I haven't seen that one.
It's up on Yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com?
Yeah.
And it's about drones?
Yes.
I'll take a look at that. But there's a lot going on, and I just want people to wake up and understand that there are things that are going on out here, and they are conditioning us to, people are making announcements. Why did that young man have to make an announcement that he was gay? Tell me, what was, so that other gay players can come out? I mean, help me out, so he can be the first?
And you know what, too? A lot of times you have to be careful, too, because I think some of these people may use that to attract the gay community for whatever they're selling or whatever, such as like what Nicki Minaj had did. But I don't – right now, I mean, I haven't looked into it, but I just find it interesting that these people are coming out. Most of them are black. We have to call it what it is. Even with the music industry, you know, what's his name? Come on, y'all know his name. Frank Ocean, you know, he came out the closet. And then you got Malcolm Moore. We know his story, and he's, like, all for the gay rights and all this kind of stuff. So there's some type of hidden agenda with this stuff that I see.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's not for.
I don't see it as for people who are homosexual, whatever the case that may be, that are really going through places where they probably are getting discriminated against because of their sexuality. It's not for them. It's not something that's helping them. I think it's turning into something
exploited.
Where people are just trying to it's a hidden agenda there. It's not
for
what we think it is.
I agree with you on that. I think gay people are starting to become exploited now by the media.
What about the people that get discriminated for talking against homosexuality?
That's part of the agenda
that I'm talking about. That's what I'm trying to say. Because, see, here's where my pro-woman comes out a little bit. If you notice, the homosexual man TV shows will be more accepted than seeing a homosexual woman, especially if she's the one who dresses more masculine. You won't see that on TV. But you'll see a show where it's just
nothing but gay men.
Whether he's super feminine or he's a masculine man. And that's what I'm trying to go with this.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, just real quick, I don't want to take up time. But what I'm saying is these are the little things that I'm seeing with this whole homosexual thing. That's why I think there's a hidden agenda. Because going back to what you said, you know, there was a time when women are at these pageants. And we have these gay men on the stand pretty much being very disrespectful towards these women with how they're criticizing them. And then they want to make it about, you don't like gay people, or how do you feel about gay marriage? And this woman says, hey, I'm from this religion. I don't believe in it. I'm not against it, but I don't believe in it. I believe in man and woman. And because someone says that, then they are, what's that called?
Homophobic.
I don't agree with that. That I agree with. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is a hidden agenda, because even with the patriarchy thing, you're seeing more homosexual men, and they're even attacking the women. And now notice transgender is a big thing, and it's getting scary because this transgender, no matter what race, that you really can't tell that is not a man.
Yeah,
you need to look at that. And women, we need to pay attention to something else, too. I don't have nothing against weaving fingernails, but it's so bad that there's some women, they have to be careful, because even they may look like a transsexual. We have to look into this.
Well, what were you going to say, Sis?
Well, I was just going to say, Disney's got two mommies now.
But she's talking about women who are butch. Even I was watching Ellen DeGeneres the other day, Ellen is not butch. Ellen just dresses somewhat masculine. She wears suits and blue jeans and jackets, but she doesn't. She's not
Rosie.
Rosie
O'Donnell.
No, that's not butch. Butch is you. You don't see butch on TV.
I must have never seen butch on the street because
you don't see women who are butch on TV. Have you ever noticed that?
You won't. Yeah, you won't see a whole TV show. You won't see a whole TV show with a bunch of butch women, and you have to look into that. But you'll see a bunch of TV show with the transgender man, with the feminine man, the very masculine man, and have a whole TV show for them. We have to look into this. There's somewhat of an attack on women under this secret agenda as well.
Yeah, look at Modern Family. The name of the show says it all. Modern Family.
Hey, I'll be right back.
Get used to it.
I never seen the show. I've seen the commercials, but you see, those shows are going no matter what race. The Cosbys. There was a show called Parenthood with Robert Townsend. He said, I put this show out to show family life again. I was trying to bring the Cosbys back. No, I can't use that show. But a lot of even the show In the House with L. Cool J was a good family show. There was a lot of great family shows. Those were all the Modern Families.
And they don't promote them.
Yeah, and that's why I say that I believe that there's a hidden agenda, and I have to say it, there is somewhat of an attack on the women, because notice that you got the twerking stuff going on, even though that is rooted back in Africa and all this stuff, I understand that. But the men, there's a guy that does bounce dancing, and he's taking over bouncing and dancing and all this stuff, and I'm like, this is what women did. This is something we did at Celebration. Now this man is taking over it. These men are winning the twerk contest. You understand? Like, yeah. I mean, please feel my, hear my wisdom in what I'm saying and look past the other stuff. We have to begin to say, well, what is the hidden agenda right now?
Right.
For people who are homosexual, live in the LGBT community, they too need to start questioning and saying, wait a minute, y'all are not
for us.
They're
being exploited. They're being exploited.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They too need to say, wait a minute, something's not right here. And they too need to speak up against what's going on or start paying attention to what's
right,
going
believe,
on out here.
Yeah, because I believe there's a lot of gay people out there that just want to be left alone. They don't want to be up in the front. They don't want to be jumping around saying, I'm gay, hear me roar and all that. You feel me?
Right. Because what does it matter? Once you become an adult, nobody gives a damn about that. It's about your work ethics, about your career, it's about your degrees, it's about what you have to offer, what you bring to the table. Who cares if that's your sexuality? Who cares if she's a prostitute? Who cares? That's your sexuality. That's why it's called sexuality.
Yeah, that's the point I wanted to make when I called in earlier and I said my name is Eric, I'm from Ohio, and I'm a heterosexual. I was just joking because I'm trying to make a point. Who cares?
Right,
you know, like you
right,
said.
Right. Stop it.
But, yeah, I think the media, they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, and this Macklemore dude, man, we need to – like I said, I don't listen to a lot of music. I don't – you know, I just hear stuff here and there. And I listen to it, I'm like, you know, it's something else going on here. And I'm telling you, I think a part of it is trying to get rid of the woman. I really do. It's patriarchy going on here.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, because you're finding women and strip clubs and all this kind of crazy wildness, and then you're seeing the men are on, you know, all these gay shows, and it's interesting.
It seems like it's a rite of passage in Hollywood for a black man to have to wear a character as a woman, and that bothers me personally.
Yeah. Yep.
Kevin
but you
Hart
know, you gotta read the ISIS paper for that to understand what that's about.
Yeah, Kevin
Hart
did.
That's psychological right there. That's not – see, I understand people looking at it as, oh, no. It's a subconscious thing where I think that other races want to have sex with the black man. I do. It sounds weird, but I do. And that's what I think that whole dress thing is about, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's like –
because I've seen people in other countries even do it, you know, with the whole dress thing and men in dresses in countries where they won't – tolerate that at all. So, yep. Gotta pay attention to something. There's something else going on here. It's not about homosexuals and homosexual rights. Something much more is going on.
And you look at the music nowadays, it's just, like, especially rap music, it has this dark, satanic overtone to it, it seems like.
Well, I mean, what I see with that is, I see where the families was broken, coming from the 80s. That's the crack era. Many of us come from dysfunctional homes. Many of us don't have love. Love is missing in the music. So, therefore, there's just absolutely no more love in the music. That's why I just can't listen to it. And also, as I said before, when Nas was saying hip-hop was dead, he was talking about the root chakra. He was talking about, you know, as far as the sound and the drum sound, you know, that heavy bass music that you hear in the music now. And it's like repeated over and over. That's what he was talking about when he said that. Hence, that's why I said Southern music has just blown up. You know?
Yeah, you look at this. You think back to Tribe Called Quest, KRS-One, J-Fine. That was rap.
So, well, you know, music is... music itself, to me, has lost the love. The heart is gone in music. It was all planned because a lot of these children who are rapping and doing all this stuff, if you really sit down and talk to them, they don't really know nothing about knowledge or self or anything. They don't know. A lot of these kids don't know. I mean, look at what Martin Luther King you know, they got flyers of him in the club and saying free to twerk and all this kind of craziness because a lot of people really don't know. And unfortunately, it's not all their fault. We can't fault these children because that's what they are. Most of them are really young.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are really young.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think it's because they don't have a knowledge of self. Because to be honest with you, when you were in school, Martin Luther King Jr., in my opinion, it was a boring subject. Because all they said was he had a dream. They did not talk about him, you know, protesting and this and that. So you kept every year after year, same old speech, same old thing.
Mm-mm. I don't know how old you are.
It gets boring. I'm 44.
Okay. And kids in the 90s, up here, especially in New York, being it's such a melting pot here,
they barely
even talk about
it. Hey, Rebecca, you're listening to Tracy and Friends. The number 347-945-5629, and I'm sitting here with six, and it's Monday. Monday the 10th of February 2013. Hope you guys are ready for Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, I believe, is Thursday.
Yep. No, Friday.
Friday?
Friday the 14th.
Friday the 14th.
Friday the 14th.
Well, that's not bad. You're not going to buy a blender, right? Blender or...
No. Well, actually, I already did it.
What'd you do?
I went down to Gorin's down here, and I got chocolate-covered cherries, because if you wait till too late, they don't have any. So I learned to buy my wife her Valentine's candy a week early.
Okay, because
they only make them once a year down there.
Okay.
The ones with the stems
that
on them.
Sweet.
That sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got cherries instead of strawberries.
Cherries, yeah.
I never had the cherries.
Oh, that sounds good. I didn't know they had those.
Yeah, they do hand-dipped ones down there. I mean, they're pretty amazing.
So you buy none? Do you buy them for her, or do you buy them for you and buy them for her, and then you?
No, I buy them for her. I never touch a one.
You never touch
unless
a one?
She gives me one. Unless she hands me one, I do not touch a one.
Yeah, right.
And I always buy a whole pound.
Oh. I never give Valentine.
Tracy, will you be my Valentine?
No.
Oh, okay.
I never get Valentine's. And I think I'm going to protest because I need to make a better announcement because, you know, maybe that's because I make announcements and my announcements don't fit everybody else. We
need to do drum rolls and trumpets and make it a big presentation.
That's right.
Because nobody knows that Tracy Winbush is a talk show radio host and she's heterosexual. Nobody knows that.
Nobody knows that. So I have to make an announcement. I just don't understand the announcement thing. I mean, we get into – he makes this announcement – why? What made him say, well, there were rumors floating around, so he decided to come out and just affirm that, yes, this is true, I'm gay. Well, I mean, if you listen to him talk, it's not like he's the most masculine man in the world. Okay, who's outside? Hey, 626, your mic is on.
That's me. I'm walking to work, trying to get some exercise.
Okay, I understand. Hey, 626,
yeah.
Your mic is on.
Hey, can you hear me, Tracy?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I've been listening to you guys for about 15 minutes, and I know people are saying, is there a gay agenda and all that kind of stuff. And do you remember, because I know you remember, we're close in age, about Married with Children when people thought it was raunchy and Fox News got hundreds and thousands of letters to take it off the air?
Yes.
Hmm.
Now, see, we don't do that anymore, and I think just Christians have just gotten lazy. Because nowadays, all you got to do is send an email. You don't even have to handwrite a letter to a station. All you got to do is send an email. But people won't even do that. And not only that, the reason why you don't see a lot of what people call butch women in movies and on TV, men don't want to see that. Let's be honest. Men like to see hot lesbians. That is what's fueling the porn industry. Hot-looking lesbians.
Yeah, well, we got that
think
part.
About it. No, but think about it. Like with Angelina Jolie, years ago, she was in a serious lesbian relationship.
Yeah, Gia.
And everybody acts like that was no big deal. But then all of a sudden, you have Rosie O'Donnell. She's considered disgusting. Is it because
she's not really attractive, caller.
Exactly. If you're attractive, you get a free pass.
Well, Ellen DeGeneres is actually a little bit more attractive than...
Not like Angelina Jolie, though.
I get what the caller's saying. I apologize if I cut you off. I totally get what you're saying, and I get that part. Butches don't sell. We know that. But I was still trying to make a point about the gay, even with the gay men. You see what I'm saying? So I was just trying to still make a point with that, because I know that, you know, the butch woman does not sell. But if you're going to promote gay and you're really going to promote it, if you're going to put these men, both feminine and masculine, on TV, why are you not putting the women? What I'm seeing is patriarchy. Is what I was going at with it. Because, see, yes, if you see the hot feminine lesbian women, you're satisfying the men. You're not necessarily satisfying lesbian women who like the butch woman. You see what I'm saying? It's not for the community.
I understand what you're saying, but the thing is, to be honest, commercialism really isn't geared towards women anyway. No, look at the Super Bowl. That's always geared towards men. There's plenty of women that watch the Super Bowl. If you look at all these ads for Carl's Jr., even the freaking hamburger, they're geared towards men.
What about food?
The only thing they give us is cleaning products.
But now wait a minute. You have to understand that women are the decision makers for most of the money inside of spending inside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
But men are I don't know because I know white collar. The principal on there, I found that he's gay, and I look at the show totally different now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what you're talking about. He's an older gentleman, right?
No. He's young. He's young kid. He's young guy. He's the guy who's on the anklet, and he's gay. And I look at it totally different now. And my question is,
really?
Why do we have to announce? My question still goes back to what is with the announcement? I mean, what? Remember?
And these players are not even from. And then when you get into them, these players are not even known players. Like, these players are not even players that men even even acknowledge. They're like, he's whack, he's corny. I don't even know who cares that he's gay. That's what I hear. I ask my husband all the time, like, oh, who is this football player? Who is this basketball player? He's like, oh, he's whack. Nobody even cares about him.
Yeah.
So that tells you something right there, too. It's not like a Kobe Bryant, a LeBron James. It's not like those people are coming out. You see what I'm saying?
But they stand a little too much money.
I the number is 347-945-5229, and I'm just saying, it was just Sticks even asked, was it going to give him brownie points during the draft for him coming out? My question is, what is with the announcement? You got all these announcements that keep going on. Don Lemon made an announcement.
You know what
He's a CNN correspondent,
And then we put it on the front page
of the news, but we don't deal with what's going on in Main Street, in your everyday quality of life.
But, at what point do you reach saturation where nobody really cares? At some point, I really don't care what you're doing in your bedroom. Just don't shove it in my face.
And that's my question is, why do we keep on shoving it in everybody's face, including the White House?
But you know what, though? Is it the person doing it or is it the media? Look at Anderson Cooper. They kept trying to figure out, since he was never with a woman, is he gay? Is he this? Is he that? Finally, he said, okay, I'm gay. You understand what I'm saying? People keep harping. They harped on him so much. You know, it's like, okay, I'm gay.
My cousin came out and told me, you know, he was gay, and I said, okay, now what's new? I've known it for years. I'm glad you found it out.
That's what I told you when I was on the submarine. We had guys on the boat that everybody knew they were gay. They didn't have to come out of the closet. You just didn't bother them, and they didn't bother you.
Right, and my husband, his cousin's not out the closet, but he had happened to find out that he was gay through Instagram. And, you know, now this cousin is actually a transsexual, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can feel that it hurt him because he grew up with this cousin. But it's like, for people in certain communities, it's not so big. And I have to put it here, and I don't be so black and white all the time. But with most homosexuals, this is real interesting. Have anybody knows that most homosexuals are also very religious? This is why I love True Blood, because it really showed this in the show. You know, most homosexuals are very religious. So you have a lot of homosexuals who are homosexual and don't agree with gay marriage, you know? And it's the weirdest thing, you know? And it seems like with more Caucasian homosexuals, they want their rights. They want to be accepted as homosexual. You didn't serve me because I'm homosexual. As opposed to people who are from the black culture, they accept that, okay, people accept that this is wrong, I can go to hell for this, and that's it. The only acceptance they want is from their own family, and that's all that matters to them. They could care less about society accepting them as long as society does not disrespect them, and that's my personal perception.
Listen, I've got Jeff just stepped in. Hey, Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I know the same thing. I have people come out and tell me I got a surprise. I'm gay, and I'm like, okay, what's the surprise? You know, it's like, duh, that was obvious, and you was like 15.
But some of them are not so obvious, though.
Hey, listen, hold on just a second. I've got to take a break in a few minutes. I want to pull up South Carolina. Your mic is on.
How you doing?
Good, hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good.
I'm doing pretty good. Man, I tell you what, Tracy, I kind of look at it this way about that whole gay thing. Look, man, I don't care. It's kind of like to me. If you're screwing around on your wife, that's your business. Are you going to come out and tell everybody you're screwing around on your wife? If you're
now
gay,
you want to stay married.
If you're gay, that's your business. Why did he feel like it was absolutely necessary to come out and let everybody know what his sexual orientation is? The only thing I can see he did it was to try and increase his standing, increase his stock in the draft.
It'll make him more
acceptable.
Right. You know something?
Oh, no.
You know what?
I mean,
sports is the most chauvinistic, manly thing I have ever seen and know in my life. And to say that you are gay in that arena, it's just like, yuck, you're not a man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, men want to enjoy sports. They want to throw chips. They want to do what men do when they watch sports, whatever it is that they do. And then you have this man who says he's gay. You're spoiling it for them, goddammit. You know, keep it to yourself.
Well, no, because the thing is, if you keep it to yourself, that's how we get the download situation in the first place. So I'd rather for them to come out than to marry me.
Well, here's the situation you've got. You have to understand the type of culture that men have, okay, and what we do. You got a bunch of guys in the shower, and they're taking showers together, okay?
Oh, no.
All right? In any situation like that. We don't take very kindly to somebody, you know, I mean, we don't feel very comfortable, and they got to understand that.
Well,
you don't feel very comfortable in a
don't like all straight men.
What'd you say, South Carolina? I want you to finish your thought.
We don't feel very comfortable with that. And I mean, and women need to understand that. I mean, you guys don't have those kind of issues, but we have
I think you're wrong about that. Listen, I got to take my break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here at WSOM AM.
Yeah, I'm here.
What makes you think that me as a straight woman would feel comfortable taking a shower next to a
lesbian?
I don't think he's talking about sexuality. Women eventually develop being comfortable. Dressing around another woman or something.
But he's saying he would feel uncomfortable knowing that the man was gay.
Well, just like a woman would, too. If she, you know, just like in high school, we thought the girl was gay or we knew the girl was gay, we would cover up or girls would run in the corner or some crazy
I don't know. I guess I'm different. I just covered up anyway.
At first was like that, and then eventually I just completely... I didn't care. I started taking showers because I had gym early in the day. I was a little bit more brave. I just didn't give a damn. I just took my shower early in the day. And what happened is when I did it, all the other girls started doing it. Because, you know, we weren't in the shower together. and we didn't have to see one another. So it depends on who you are, how you think.
And also, too, I think we have straight people, not just someone that's gay. We always look like they want us.
I can't really hear what you're saying. Your phone is, like, staticky. I'm trying to hear you.
Oh, I was saying for us as straight people, we always think gay people want us.
Well,
no,
yeah,
that's the
problem also. You know, I have a lot of gay friends, and I'm telling you, like, she's funny about, they say, like, people have preferences. People have what they like. And because someone is gay or whatever their sexuality is, it doesn't mean they like you, you know?
Exactly.
It's just crazy. It's like a woman who thinks all, because he's a man, they all want her. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But that's a part of what comes with that. But my thing, my point is with this particular man that I saw this morning is, you know, sports is a very manly thing. I don't watch sports. I'm not a woman that watches sports. I'll go in the kitchen and cook while you watch your sports. I really am.
Uh-huh.
I just, thank you. Please leave me alone about sports. But I can compromise, you know, or whatever, but men are just crazy as hell when it comes to that sports stuff. Sports people just... I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't watch
and that's
football.
And see, that's what I'm saying. It's a whole different culture for men and how we like sports
right.
And the things that we see and the things that we need to do for us. And women don't quite get it. We have
right,
a whole
right.
different
well,
outlook.
No, I do get it
right.
because
when I, watch
I grew
football,
up watching sports. I love
when I
basketball.
Watch sports, though,
I'm a huge basketball fan.
When I watch football or basketball, I don't care about politics or gay, straight,
exactly.
none of that. I just want to watch a good
game.
Exactly.
Touchdown, fumble. What do they do? I don't know. You know, I don't even know how they measure the points for football.
But here's the thing. Why would he even bring that up?
Right.
I mean,
that's
nobody
my point.
Needs to know.
Exactly.
Yeah, people are trying to make money.
We were saying that there's a hidden agenda and there is exploitation of people even in the homosexual community, and we're saying that even people in the LGBT community, we're saying needs to even look at what is going on and the attack on them as well, because this is not for them. This is not for the LGBT rights as they may think it is. It's not. Something else is hidden in what's going on here. Hey.
Alabama. The guy is an All-American, okay? He's projected to go mid-first round, okay? The only thing is, I mean, this is just a bargaining tool. I think he has enough agenda. I really do. Because why else would you come out and say that? Why would you bring it up? Unless somebody was going to out him before this. I don't quite get it.
This is why I try not to entertain that type of topic, because I still stick to what I've been saying. I've been seeing it since 2005. I've been seeing it. And, you know, and it's interesting that now, after all these years, people are starting to wake up, starting to, you know, realize, like, wait a minute, something's up here. Because as adults, we don't care about that stuff. We could care less, you know?
Well,
you know, we know there's a whole world out there. It's not just about homosexuals. I mean, we got prostitutes, we got pimps, it's a whole world out there. But it's just like, it's just crazy.
That's what I was saying earlier. There's too much going on in the world right now to be worried about, you know, gay football players. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And why would
you want to ruin it for football and people who enjoy sports? Why ruin it for them? Leave, you know, come on.
But like I said, do you think the media just keeps pushing these people, just like Queen Latifah? The media keeps pushing and pushing on her so she can just come out and say it with her mouth.
Well, I respect Queen Latifah, and my grandmother actually knows her personally, like they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll never answer if you ask her if she's gay. My grandma would never answer that question. And I want to tell you that what I respect about Queen Latifah is she's remaining professional, and she's probably realizing, why does it matter? It's not important if I'm homosexual or not. I played a character on a show. It doesn't mean that I'm homosexual, and I don't need to say if I am or not.
Yeah.
But the thing is, too, like with Don Lemon and Anderson Cooper, they were just living their life, and then all of a sudden, see, there were rumors floating around, and then they're like, oh, what the hell, then? I'm gay. And then the media ran with it.
Well, you know what's the worst part about it that I feel for people who have these careers? Is that becomes who they are. That becomes a part of their title, and that's not fair. You know, Mr. C has done great things. He was there when Biggie was there. This man has an incredible resume, but because he was caught with this what was it called, bimbo Hollywood person, you know, now he has a tranny lover attached to his name. That's not fair to him.
Yeah.
That's not fair to that man. But you see, that's where the issue comes in at. Here's the thing.
Why is it not fair to him? That's his life. Right?
Because people won't let him forget it. Just like you said, you can't watch a sports game knowing someone is gay. That offends you.
No, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. It didn't offend me. All I said was the fact that why is he bringing it out? I don't care if the man's gay or not.
Or was he forced to bring it out? We don't know what happened behind the scenes.
And I said that as well. Either he brought it out on his own or somebody was going to force him. Somebody was going to out him.
Down. The thing with Mr. C is the way he did it, and that's what got him caught. You know, that's why he went to dark alleys and all this type of stuff because it's deep with that. You know, he didn't want to accept what he was. Now,
like
he's
in denial.
Right. Yeah. If he accepted who he was, he would have went to hotels. No one would have ever known nothing or anything at this point. Because he did it so in a sleazy type of way, he didn't have to do it. And then he got caught so many times. It is just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and he's still saying he's not gay, so.
Well, but you know, it's deep. It is so deep with the man.
If you feel like that's what you want to do. Here come bad news, talking this and that. Well, give me all you got, no holding back.
Oh, yeah, lady, what's your name? I enjoy talking to you.
I'll be just fine. And say you don't waste your time. Here's why. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSON AM 600. It is Monday, and you know it's a special Monday because even Ben showed up today.
I've been absent, haven't I?
Yes, you have. It's been like 3 or 4 months. I guess you cast your check and it bounced back, huh?
No, did I get a check?
Yeah, you missed them. You missed Christmas. You missed Christmas bonuses.
Oh, Christmas bonuses. Like
you missed
that.
Christmas bonuses and everything. And geez, oh man, I mean, I don't know what happened. I mean, did Jeff bring your check?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, that 2 pound bar of gold. That was really nice. Thank you.
It's nicely spray painted, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if it's spray painted or not. I didn't try to cash it yet. You're telling me don't take it to the surveyor? It's
no,
not,
don't
not
do that. Good. No, don't.
It's assayer.
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 Oh, that's right.
Assayer.
Just don't did, because they'll make an assayer out of you.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm halfway there.
For real, how you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing fine. I apologize for that bad joke this morning.
Okay, very good. You're doing good.
I couldn't resist. You're
Tracy.
Yes, hold on just a second, because he's not going to stay long. Go ahead, 440.
Yeah, I move around quite a bit, so I might lose you. But anyway, I know why this guy came out.
Why?
And that was because he's projected to be in the third or fourth round. If he comes out now, general managers are not going to want to deal with him because he is gay. he will turn around and sue the National Football League.
Absolutely.
For discrimination. I'm telling you straight, that's all this was about. Ain't nothing about him being.
Now, you know what? I agree with that.
But
there is
an
agenda.
What he's gonna do.
That's what I said. There's an agenda.
Now, that I agree with, because
yep.
Now, I didn't think his stock was going to go up. But I can see that happening because that was guaranteeing his spot.
Yeah, I can buy that. I can buy that.
I can get that.
That.
Yeah, Jeff. Jeff got his hand up. We'll
yeah.
That's cool, Jeff.
440.
Yeah.
440.
Yeah.
Did he leave that quick?
You know, he's quick.
Man, 440.
No,
I'm just gonna. No. This is what's going to happen. He's going to do something for pain relievers. You know why?
What?
Because they're analgesics.
Jeff.
I'm sorry.
Cold, man.
Jeff. We don't do that's insensitive.
Wait a minute. It can't be insensitive. Hey, everybody said, I'm out.
Hey, Jeff.
So if you count,
Jeff.
You made me
yeah.
feel like a liberal for a minute there.
Jeff, say you're sorry.
I said I'm sorry.
Jeff.
Go ahead, 440.
Jeff. There's
yeah.
also going to be a special bay over at the loop stop.
Hey, say you're sorry. Say you're sorry. You guys are really
yeah, you guys are bringing on my inner liberal.
Yeah,
listen.
Say you're sorry. You're not politically correct.
440.
Say you're sorry.
Say you're sorry, too.
He's been saying he's sorry all morning. He started this morning, I guess, at 9:08.
I heard.
Better say I'm sorry before I even say anything.
Yeah, don't you say anything.
Listen.
Don't you say anything.
I don't want to know
well,
how
I
you know. Have
I guess
sex.
I'll be quiet then, Tracy.
That's right. You think all you guys say is just stay quiet.
This,
everybody hum.
You,
hold on.
This is a huge, huge.
Oh, if you feel like
okay. I got it. Because you guys will not act right.
I didn't say a word.
Don't you say anything yet. Ben is in studio. Don't you say anything yet. Because I don't trust any of you guys anymore. You guys are all
bad. I was
going
to say, when I called in this morning, I was a conservative. No, I don't.
Okay, I'll leave it alone. I'm sorry to all of those out there. But you know what? You don't need to know how I like to have sex.
I made my announcement this morning, Jeff.
What'd you do?
Right.
I made an announcement. Hi, my name is Tracy Winbush, and I'm a heterosexual. I like boys.
The one thing, the girl from New York,
well, yeah.
She's absolutely right.
What?
You know, when a man's mind goes a certain way,
mm-hmm.
they want to see lesbians on the screen. Because what's the first thing you do? You play with it, but you really have serious when somebody tells you that, you know, that two girls are kicking it.
I don't know anything about
can
that.
Can I watch? That's absolutely the truth. I'm not playing around with that. That's for real.
But now, Michael, number 347-945-5229.
Fellas, am I right?
My issue is that everybody keeps on coming out. I mean, you got Orange is the New Black, or Black is the New Orange.
Mm-hmm.
That show that's on. And it's about transgender. You got all this crazy stuff going on, and everybody's coming out the closet. They start making all these announcements. You got an NFL draft pick. He's a second or third round draft pick. He's going to come out the closet too. And I tend to agree with South Carolina and with 4-4. That it will because the general managers don't want to deal with this. You know, I mean, seriously, men. We have a hard enough room in open locker rooms as it is. And now you're going to put a man in there that's openly gay and then say he's going to be in the same locker room? That's going to be weird. How you going to handle that?
A basketball player never got picked up.
Weren't you guys a little bit offended when they let female telecasters in men's locker rooms?
Yes, they were.
Yeah, that to me, that crossed the line.
That was too far. It had gone too far.
That was too far.
Turn Ben's mic up. He's on
one. A woman in a man's locker room? That's too sexual.
and they still do it.
But now here's the thing: you cannot let a man in a woman's locker room, a male reporter.
So what's up with that?
Why not?
You never get the interview.
And men
out.
Have to behave a certain way when she's in the room.
Well, you know,
right.
Again, if I'm, you know, a woman and I look beautiful and I'm in this locker room, these men can benefit something from me from being in that locker room, as you know. But yeah. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, but what about women that feel like comfortable walking around like
in their bra and stuff, or in their lingerie, or almost half naked, or being in the same room half naked and dressed with like a homosexual. But if it's a real man that's inside the room, the real man is not allowed to like look at the woman, or you know what I'm saying.
Well,
but if it's
you have to understand, the homosexual man is her girlfriend. He's a guy. He's what she wants. That's the female. Hold on. That's the female who likes the guy to be her girlfriend too. Because unfortunately, look at the world we live in. A lot of women don't get along with other women. So if I have this gay man, he's my girlfriend and my boyfriend too. And I give him things to want. That's really the psychology of that.
You don't think that's pretty sick?
Yeah, I'm a woman. I don't have issues with. I can get along with anyone. So I could be friends with a woman. I could be friends with a man. And I don't have gay male friends because I know how they move and I know what's up with them. Especially the transgender one. They will steal your whole identity. You have to be very careful with them. You know, they're gay men at the same time. They're not really there for you. You have to be smart. And this is what I've learned in my young 20 years, and that's why I don't have any gay male friends. I have gay male friends that are from high school, but not in my life like that, no.
How do you feel about single mothers and mothers that bring gay men around their daughters?
Oh, gosh. I know gay couples, and I feel like it's all about that family. Me personally, my children are too smart, and they have a mother and father. If I had them around gay men or anything, they would know. That's up to that parent. It's about the behavior that's around that child. Because a man could be gay, and the child will never know. Did we all know that Smithers was gay on The Simpsons until we got older?
Yeah, but why would
you
even want to have your kid with somebody that's gay if you know that person might be? You know, I mean, if you're gay, you know, something's got to be wrong with you. Like,
I don't agree with that because I have a lot of friends that are gay and bisexual, females, female and female, mostly female, and they can come around my child. So I don't, you know, no one's around my children now, but they can meet my daughter, my son. It's not a big deal for me. It's really not. But
yeah,
I'll be
can't
honest
see
with
how
you,
to...
I'm a little biased because I wouldn't have too many gay men. I wouldn't have them around my children. No.
Hey, the
no.
number is 347-945-5229. Go ahead, Eric. What were you going to say? And I'm going to bring Derek into the conversation and Stick.
I was going to say I don't see how two gay women or two gay men can raise a heterosexual child from birth. I just don't see how they can do it. They adopt a baby. I just don't see that child having a healthy, you know, identity.
Of course
I don't
not,
know how to say it.
It's got to be a balance.
They can.
I can't speak on that because I've actually met people who I've seen it two ways. I've seen people who they're very happy. The mother may be lesbian or whatever the case may be, and they're living their life and they're fine with themselves. And I've seen like cases where the mother has the children and then she goes and dates another woman. And the children are a little devastated by it because they don't understand it. I've seen that happen as opposed to the ones that actually grew up in a lifestyle of having two mothers. I don't know nobody who got two daddies, but I've known people who had two mothers.
That's the thing. I couldn't imagine growing up like that, honestly.
That's because you know what you know, but when you don't know nothing, you accept whatever you come into because you
That's the life as you know
you,
it.
Yeah, that's all you know.
Hold on, go ahead, South Carolina. The other disturbing aspect for me was the fact that here it is, another brother. The first professional came out was the basketball guy, black guy. Now you got a professional football player that's a black guy that's come out and say that he's gay. What the hell is going on with black men?
No, but that's what I'm trying to say. It's a secret. There is really a secret agenda there. I'm telling you. Because they are attacking black men of all cultures. It's not just American black men. They're men from other cultures that are coming.
They had a Puerto Rican boxing fighter that came out.
Yeah, it's something. I'm telling you, the love is missing, and the balance of man and woman is slowly falling apart. You know what I mean?
That's feminist agenda, making men and women equal. That way they can do that, they can destroy us.
But
I heard that's why Dave Chappelle walked away.
What is equal? What does it mean to make men and women equal? There's a principle to a man and there's a principle to a woman. What do you mean equal? We can balance one
care.
Another. Right, but we can balance
the only
one another.
The only reason why they give equal rights was to tax the woman too.
Sorry about that. Let me ask you, because, I mean, it's an interesting conversation. Because, you know, when I heard somebody say something, you know, I used to say this about when I would see a black man with a white woman. And that was the first thing that came to my mind. It was like, another brother down.
Oh, no.
You know, seriously, because it was like, you know, it's hard enough for you to find a good man as it is. And you, and the propensity for a white man to date a black woman is much lower than a black man to date a white woman. And, you know, you would see him out.
Give me Holly Berry's phone number. I'm single.
Holly Berry! Holly Berry!
But I do want to say something. Can I say something, though?
Go ahead,
Eric. My brother's girlfriend is white also.
Hold on, New York. Go ahead, Eric.
I've noticed that when white women do date black women don't get the same treatment that black men get. They don't say, oh, we just lost another sister, or because you date outside your race. Black men get beat up for it.
Wait a minute. I asked the question.
You're right.
Because you know what? I see sisters, bad, fine sisters, getting picked up by white men.
And it's a badge of honor.
Brothers,
they get uplifted. Yeah.
They be getting the scuzzy McNuzzy of the whole group. Of the ugliest white woman they can find.
Let me tell you something.
And they act like they got Lady Godiva. Takes me out. I can't understand.
Like I said, can you say scandal?
But you know what
she's
it
a
is?
Hero.
When you are a natural black woman, let me tell you something. When you lock afro, natural hair, nappy hair, whatever you want to call it, you find a whole bunch of men from other races that come at you. It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, Russian, Jewish, they want you. Because
see, now hold on. But see, this is they want you, but they don't marry you.
No, I don't agree with that.
Do.
Now, let me say something. Can I say something to that? Let's go into culture. Now, most of the time they think that you're Caribbean or you're from one of those islands. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times they're ignorant. They don't think you're an American black woman because I guess none of us wear our hair natural. So a lot of times that's what they first think that you are at first. But I wouldn't say they wouldn't marry you. I mean, if, you know, I don't think because
you
you're another race, someone won't marry you.
Interracial marriages don't go that way usually. I mean, hold on, wait a minute. I'm going to break this down. Derek, you're single.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever dated a black woman?
One that had a black mother and a white father. So.
Would you have married her?
No. If we would have worked out, yeah.
How would bringing her home to dinner be?
My parents liked her very much, very well. My grandparents, was a different story.
Okay. Six? What? What? Would you have been able to bring a black girl home for dinner?
Probably not.
Yeah, but who cares about what the parents say? They're going to criticize you.
No.
That makes a huge
difference.
I had a hard enough time with one that was from south of the river.
And let me also say this. Let me really
get
this out. Someone said this to me, I guess, Jefferson, a couple years ago. The difference between black men and white men is when they have a child, they don't see their child coming home looking like them.
I don't know what you mean by that.
A black white man, you know, a man wants his child to look like him, and when you have a when you are interracial relationships, they have a problem with that black child coming home and not looking like them.
You know what, Tracy? Men, sometimes I just want to kick them in their balls. Just because.
Wait.
No, let me tell you why. Just because you don't want to see
doesn't
sweetheart,
mean the baby's going to look like you.
Sweetheart, we are terrestrial radio.
You can say that.
No, you
I
can't.
I said bald.
That's a bad word.
I can't say bald.
That's a bad word.
I said bald.
No,
well,
that's a bad word.
Let me tell you why. No, let me tell you why. Just because of it.
No, don't say that.
That hurts.
It might get ratings, but it ain't good.
I felt better in my throat.
Howard Stern.
Yeah, Howard
right.
Stern. Well, then Brent,
okay.
where's that sidekick on?
Just because you provide the seed does not mean that the baby will look like you. There's so many women that have children and they all look just like her. The bond is powerful. If the woman is like, I want this baby to look like me, I want this, she keeps saying it enough, that baby may come out looking like her. But for real, I just find it interesting that was the whole thing with the whole Willie Lynch letters and stuff like that, that if this man, basically the black man, is more of a threat, because even with people from other cultures, immigrants and stuff, the African man, how sad is this? An African man will tell his African daughter to be with a white man. The Spanish woman will tell her Spanish daughter to be with a white man and not be with a black man. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
So they always put it.
That's not true. Sorry to say.
No, for my
they,
perception.
They
I'm not saying no. My perception. Let me make that clear. My perception is what I've experienced.
Okay.
My
number
347-945-5229.
I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends.
She left?
No, she's on break.
Oh. Anybody ever, real quick, anybody ever heard of this Tiger Mom woman? This Asian woman? She's, like, talking about how, like, other immigrants do better than others, and how Asians.
Yeah, Ava, you gotta understand though. Hispanics are brainwashed. They're brainwashed, and you know everybody's brainwashed.
Well, you know what? I say, you know, forget that Asian woman. I don't even think we should entertain it. I think she should come on the show. I think she should come on this show, because she's a joke to me. I don't take her serious. You know, she just. Sounds great. You know, I understand what she's saying, but she doesn't come off in an intelligent way. She sounds like a goofball to me. Anybody read her book or interested in
her
stuff? Oh, okay.
Hey, but you know that the family core, it got destroyed, so that right now you got kids growing up without moms or growing up without fathers. And you got some mothers that are raising kids that are, you know, you got some mothers that are bisexual and single and raising kids and all that. So the kids are growing up without really, like, I guess, love. So, they, you know, a lot of them got emptiness inside. So, they got to go through all these other things for attention. You got, like, girls that want to be bisexual. You know, you got gay kids. Oh, it's weird, man.
But I don't think that because someone's homosexual, they can't raise their children. I don't think because someone's sexuality, it has anything to do with the mind or their level of intelligence. That's the thing that I disagree with people. I do believe that the homes are broken. Because think about this. You have families that can live in a whole house together, but everybody lives over here, over here, over here, and everybody's struggling with their bills or whatever the case may be when everyone could just live together. You have parents telling their children to go do this and do that, and they don't help them financially, or they don't show them the way, or they don't give them the tools.
Nah, they don't care.
You know.
A lot of parents, that's why I tell you, parents don't care, so I won't even care about what type of color of woman you're going to bring back home or man you're going to bring back home, because who cares about what people think? And sometimes
right.
Family is people. At the end of the day, they're just people. You know, they could be negative or they could be positive.
Oh yeah, I definitely know that.
I don't think that you should throw a kid out on the street when they turn 18. That's you got to get them.
That's my experience. Yeah, that's my experience, because that level of feeling, you feel abandoned, you feel betrayed, and you hold a lot of resentment. It takes you a long time to get over that resentment, and that's my personal experience. And I have a family that was plagued with the crack era, so that's another part of what has destroyed my family.
You got kids growing with a lot of resentment in the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, you can't raise a child with no work ethic and throw them out on the street and say, take care of yourself. It doesn't work like that.
Right,
yeah, and then at the same time, they tell their kids, oh, yeah, you know, they want to, like, be in, they want to,
tell that they want to be like righteous, supposedly the parents, and they want to act like they know it all, but they don't set no example for their kids. But at the same time, they want to criticize their kid, you know. But they never do nothing for their kids. They invest no time in the kid, nothing.
Right, and that's what I think Tiger Mom needs to hear. That's why I'm kind of curious about maybe even checking the book out, go to Barnes and Nobles, and just read whatever she's talking about. Because I mean, the Asian culture, they are big. They are the children are accelerated in the schools and stuff, and okay, I understand that, but because of the way the culture is, but I would want someone like this panel to talk to this woman, because maybe she doesn't know about this part of the world or what's going on. I don't think she even knows anything about the world, if you ask me. Because you have these people writing these books saying the shit that they're saying, but it's like, but do you know the story? Do you know what these people, do you really understand what's going on here? They don't.
Shit, people even the politicians in Congress don't understand what's going on. That they probably do understand, but they don't care.
Right.
You know, they're arresting the kids for nothing, just for trying to make a living on the street selling drugs or whatever. Like, come on.
But you know what's funny? But everybody wants to steal hip hop. Everybody wants to crump and toot and do everything that we do. we are the most praised people, yet the most hated. It's the strangest people, and I put melanated people in that category of what I'm talking about. Spanish, everything. We all people from Africa, pretty much. We're loved. You know, people copy everything we do, but yet they have so much and this and that to say. So it's on us, too. We have to rise to who we are as well.
Oh, yeah. About 15 years ago, I went to a house party in the suburbs. I thought I was in the hood.
Right, because it's like they want to live that life, and you're just like, you are not about that life. Why are you talking about son?
And I don't even understand why you talking about they were, like, playing, like, rap music and a party and all this, and using,
oh,
like, hip-hop terms.
Oh, yeah, they had a freestyle. It was freestyle. They had a rap battle going. It was crazy.
And I don't even understand why they look up to it. To me, when I see that, when I even see, like, the rap music nowadays, I think it's kind of lame. It gets corny after a while. It's too repetitive, you know. Like,
call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is open mic, and they put this conversation into the mainstream, and I just picked up on it, because I just have major issues with how we have made this openly gay statement. Hi, my name is Tracy, and I'm a heterosexual. And we continue to bring this up to the forefront, and we keep on acting like it's not there.
And
everybody has to. What
do
you say, Eric?
It's like they want you to feel bad because you're not okay with it.
Yeah, not so much bad. They don't want me. They want me to have freedom of speech, but as long as I don't speak out against something that I don't believe in.
So we can't say pedophiles are bad anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's
no.
Next.
It's coming. It's coming.
Oh, that's nothing. They're trying to say that's a sexuality now. Did you
yes,
see that?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh
yes,
my God! I this is why I say, man, we have to. That's why I'm feeling for the LGBT community, because it's just, man, they need to pay attention.
You know, how long is it before it's not like three strikes you're out when it comes to murder? You can murder two people, but the third one you're going to go to jail.
Well, see, it's so
I don't
different.
Think they go, yeah, because nobody wants to get murdered.
Do me a favor, turn Jeff's mic up or something. Something's wrong with his mic. Something's going on.
You got the thing way down.
No, I don't.
I'm number two.
No, I don't. Everybody is also up. So
okay.
There.
Anyway. Okay. I guess. The thing is what you're seeing.
Both are sins.
If anybody can't see this, and I know if Stanley's there, he's going to have an absolute fit. But this is the total setup of a total rebellion to, if you don't believe in God, it's to the idea of God. And
oh,
because
yeah,
it goes against every teaching that the Bible teaches. Everything that the Bible teaches, you see, I hate to say it, but you see this particular president just said, it's okay. That's a lie. And he's supposed to be a Christian? Oh, you can, you know what, you know.
Well, this is where, when I said murder, I was specifically referring to abortion.
Oh, I understand. Well,
I mean, it's okay now to kill.
That's,
but I mean,
that's why our kids are killing, because they see our attitude towards life.
It's bigger than that.
How can it be bigger than that?
Because it's not that they see our attitude towards life. We have ejected God out of everything that we do. And let me finish. And when I say it's bigger than that, you know, murder, things have been going on for years. But the condoning of it, at one time, marriage was honorable in America. Marriage was honorable. You did not promote sexuality and shacking up. You didn't promote promiscuity the way we do today.
Yeah,
we encourage it. And
we encourage homosexuality.
We encourage people to go out and see what their sexual identity is at a young age.
I haven't figured that one out yet. How does a 6-year-old know what their sexual identity is?
I don't know yet.
They don't
care.
And
what do they know about sex? Like, why are they even thinking about sex? They're six. They're babies. They're supposed to be thinking about what kids think about, you know?
They got transgender restrooms in California and in elementary schools.
Sweet, man. I went in on that a show ago, and it's sad. My generation of children are going to be in a classroom with boys that are going to be able to dress like girls.
Well, that's to let the people know to get their country
girl.
Back. If they believe this is their country, then go ahead and go get your country back, you know, to everybody that stands against that. Or are they going to just sit back
and... It's not just here in America, brother. It's not just here in America. That's the thing. Like, even in Jamaica, they're talking about taking away, because in Jamaica, it's against the law to be gay or homosexual. They're thinking about taking that away. Now, what is going to happen to that country when people begin to come out the closet and they take away that law? That country's going to be turned upside down, you know.
Not only that, if you look at what's going on over in with the Olympic Games, and you know Russia is as against a homosexual marriage, and they sent a homosexual contingent over to Russia to represent America, because this is what we stand for now.
You ain't heard nothing out of them.
No, we ain't heard nothing.
You heard not a peep.
No, I ain't heard nothing.
And that's because Russia ain't playing with this mess. See, that's the whole thing.
So when did Russia become the leader of morality?
When
they got rid of communism.
And they got rid of communism and took on capitalism to a certain degree, and then they allowed their Christians to rise, and now most of their millionaires and billionaires in Russia are Christians.
You know,
and
now we hate capitalism, and now we want communism. How crazy is that?
I've been saying that for a while now.
But the thing is, too, they're watching their population slide, and it's due to their immorality, their abortion stance, and the previous communist homosexuality stance.
Yeah, a lot of them are not.
I think I heard not too long ago, two in every three babies in Russia is aborted.
Why?
Because that's the communist way. Because communism doesn't value life. Mm-hmm. Under communism and liberalism and progressivism,
the worldview
is that every new life is a bother. That every new life is another mouth we have to feed, another person we have to educate, another person we have to indoctrinate. Whereas under libertarianism, every new life is an opportunity. Every new life is another mind. Every new life is another chance for expansion of the human race.
Yeah, for a solve for cancer.
Someone may come up with a. But you know, Al Gore says we got too many people in Africa.
Well, we just have too many Al Gores.
Anybody ever seen Children of Men? And it was like one woman left with a baby, and the world was trying to attack her. They had to keep it a secret because there was no more children being born. And I think they made this movie like back in 2007, I want to say. And this is what's going on now. This is really what's going on now. And there's some people out here that are completely not having children, you know, and that's their choice. But I'm just saying that I just find that very interesting from what you said.
And it's called Children of Life. It's a movie?
Children of Men.
Children of Men.
Children of Men.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I think there's a virus that spreads that makes all women infertile. And for whatever the reason, she's the last one that's able to give birth.
And also, immigrants couldn't, people from other countries couldn't come to America anymore. It was like absolutely, like it was illegal for anybody from any country to come to America anymore. It was just like no immigrants allowed or something. They had this like suicide pill. It was crazy. And it's so interesting now you see all these depression pills commercials, like so much depression commercials for depression pills and happy pills. And it was just like that movie.
Wow. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. What'd you say, Eric?
Yeah, it's like they know that a side effect of a lot of those pills is suicide, yet they push them on people anyway. That's kind of scary.
Well, yeah, they tell you right on the TV ad.
Yeah.
May result in sudden death. Oh, okay, I'll try this pill.
Yeah. How many? I mean, almost every pain pill and every psychoactive drug you see may cause
suicidal
tendencies, yeah.
Yeah, it's like 15 minutes of side effects on those commercials, and it's like, forget it, I'll just deal with the problem, man.
this pill is supposed to just fix the pimple, but it could cause death? I mean, come on.
Good, Chanix, we're going to quit smoking and blow our brains out at the same time.
Yeah.
That'll stop you.
That does stop smoking. You won't have to worry about dying of lung cancer. Definitely not.
Russia just made it into the top 15 countries for having millionaires. They're scheduled to have over 100,000 millionaires right now. And they're scheduled, that's up 15.5%, and that was in 2006.
Well, their economic policies are a lot freer than they are here in America.
Than they were, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's true because they don't have a Russian EPA that's crazy like ours.
You know what?
That works against the people instead of working,
for
the people.
You know what would fix that?
What's that?
Obama goes over there and runs that country.
Well, he would never get elected.
No, he wouldn't.
See, that's the one thing. He would never get elected. They've told
that's him. Right, because Putin would never allow it.
That's right.
But the only person gets elected over there, whoever Putin says can be elected.
The business people were saying that that Russia is kicking our butts all over the globe.
Well, yeah, they are.
In business and in certain other things, it is like really...
I mean,
well, I hear the mafia in Russia is a little bit stronger than the one in Italy now.
Well, the thing is, the thing about the Russian mafia is they're very strong. They're ex-KGB, and they also grew up under a totalitarian state, which means they had to be extremely ruthless.
Right.
So.
But they haven't stopped that one.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. But you know, I mean, as much as I dislike him, Putin is a very strong leader.
Well,
and unfortunately, our president is not.
Look what they have to deal with on their southern borders. I mean, they've got military Muslim extremists that have attacked and blown up schools and
movie theaters.
Movie theaters. I mean, they have it a lot worse than we do. It'd be like if Mexico was Iran, you know, we were that close to them. I mean, that's what Russia has to deal with. So I give them credit. I mean, they stay on their ground.
Well, that's something we're going to see. Really, really pan out more as we move forward. But this is just kind of a little crazy. Now.
I wonder what Putin would do with America.
Well, Putin is saying publicly that we're becoming socialist and we're going to collapse.
Communist. Yeah,
and communist,
mm-hmm.
socialist, communist, and we're going to collapse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean. The man who he's the former KGB guy.
Right. So he knows how bad the system was.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, Obama wants to implement that system here in America.
And you know, Mark Manson has often said that when he traveled to Russia during the Soviet days, that the underground economy was running great. The above ground economy stunk.
Mm-hmm.
But
the store shelves were empty.
But you could get anything you want if you knew where to go get it.
And you had the money to get it.
Right. And what are we building in this country?
An underground economy.
A society where it doesn't pay to go to work,
mm-hmm.
where if you do try to attain above the mm-hmm. above ground, you get slapped down,
mm-hmm.
you get taxed to death.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Wow.
And we hear people from other countries come over here and tell us about how oppressive these types of regimes are, and we push forward with it anyway. It's crazy.
I've got a friend that came here from Romania, and he's the same age as I am. He's 50. And he looks, he's looking around at what we're doing to ourselves, and he says, what are you people doing to your country, to our country? He's an American citizen now. He's,
right.
You know, what? This is what my parents left.
Well,
this is what I left.
When I was in college, almost 30 years ago now, I had a professor who was actually a Luftwaffe pilot. He flew for the Luftwaffe, and Professor Tu was his name. And I never forget him telling, he goes, you Americans, you think it can't happen here? He says it's already begun.
Oh, did you hear about the Scalia lecture in Hawaii 2 weeks ago?
No, I didn't hear about it.
Yeah, he said don't think that the concentration camps can't happen again.
That's what I keep telling.
They've happened twice.
Idiots on my face.
Well, who was living in the ghetto over there when that happened
in Germany?
40, yeah,
in
39.
Russia?
Yeah.
Are you talking about in here or in?
No, over there in 39.
Oh, Warsaw,
yeah,
Poland.
Yeah, Poland. Those were the
Jews.
Right. Who lives in the ghetto now?
Black folks.
And who are they going to kill?
No, people of color. It ain't black folks. There's people of color.
Well, I don't want to put a color on it. Let's say poor people.
Poor people.
It's going to be poor people. Because
they are a burden to the system.
Right, yeah.
Right? And how does any system survive? By stealing wealth from the less fortunate.
Right.
Okay?
Hitler told the Jews he was their friends at first.
But they voted for him.
And that's the thing about progressives. People don't realize that everything that these people say they're going to do the rich people, they're not doing to the real rich people. They're just doing it to the guy that owns the business that you happen to go to work for every day. They're not touching the uber rich, the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and the Gateses and the Buffetts.
Well, I think those are the ones that are making the laws anyhow.
Yeah, they are.
But we're so stupid
that we allow the media to change our minds to believe that somehow that those people aren't pulling the strings and we're going to get them. We're going to get them.
And obviously
you know?
They control the media. You know,
the media is the fourth branch of government now, like it or not.
Well, it always was the third estate, but the problem is now they're in bed with the government instead of being a protagonist.
They're in bed with one part of the government. Only if it's a non-conservative government, then that's when they're in it. Other than that, they are not. They resisted Bush all the way down the line. They hated Bush. They said everything about it. You saw caskets rolling into the United States up under George Bush. How many caskets have you seen coming here? Not one.
Oh, you should
not
have Rachel Maddow, MSNBC. They were so mean to Bush, it wasn't even funny.
Yes, they were.
They were.
And still are.
But you know what it is? If you listen to them and if you watch MSNBC at any time, they stick on an agenda and they shape the conversation around where they want people to think. Because they're still on Christie.
Yep.
I mean, they're still stuck on Christie.
And I'm glad they are, because this will be an example to those that are considering trying to walk in the middle of the screen to get pub points on the other side. You're not going to get them. You're not going to get them. They don't want you. They don't like you. And that's just that. They're not going. These people aren't going to like you.
Yeah, Chris Christie isn't our guy. He's their guy.
Well, he is. But my point is, he was very disguised as ours, because our people were considering making him one of the main candidates for 2016. And like I said, I'm glad.
Well, after he had that meeting with Obama after that natural disaster, I sort of gave up on Christie.
Remember
that?
They were playing kissy face.
Yeah.
Not only that, but I was silent on it, other than saying he kissed his behind. Mm-hmm. But I was silent on it till I saw that George Soros poured money into Christie's campaign for reelection.
Oh,
yeah. He poured tons of money into his campaign.
George Soros, today's closest version we have to the Antichrist.
The devil. He's the devil himself.
A Jew who sent Jews to death in a Nazi prison camp.
Tell us how you guys really feel.
That's questionable.
Because I read that the guy that adopted him and took him in,
mm-hmm.
he was doing that. He worked for him. He just all he did was carry
guilt
messages.
By association.
Well, it wasn't him.
He didn't actually work
for the forces of good or the forces of evil.
Yeah, he didn't actually march him out of their homes. He just went in and helped his dad clean him out and deliver all the stuff to the Nazi warehouse.
Well,
he wasn't about atheists.
He carried the messages.
Yeah.
He was too young to really do that.
Well, we single-handedly know what he did to the British economy.
Well, that's just true.
Okay.
Nobody believes that or considers that.
But we see it. It's not something you don't need to believe. It happened. He did it. Well, it's there for everybody.
And he's a devout atheist too. And you look at what's going on in our country. We've thrown God out of the picture, and we got this George Soros. We got calling the shots.
Calling the shots.
Mm-hmm.
And telling your Christian president what to do. And that offends me.
Don't call him Christian.
I have to because all of my stupid behind friends that call me on
Facebook. He has never
done
one Christian thing. I've never seen him do one. You know, actions speak louder than words. What Christian thing has he done?
Who?
Our president. Anybody?
Does
he give everybody health care?
You know, I'm not religious, but I haven't seen him do anything that was Christian.
Did he really give everybody health care?
No, he gave you Affordable Health Care Act.
Yeah,
because, I mean, my health care went up like crazy. In fact, my health care company dropped me.
By 2016, 20 million will still not be covered.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't give everybody that.
So he took away.
And now he wants to push it all 3 more years.
America. So here's the thing, too, Americans. Maybe we need to take a little bit more responsibility about the way that we're eating. Maybe we need to start listening to the people that's telling us, hey, grow your own fruits and vegetables in your backyard, and vegan. You don't have to be vegetarian, but there's people that's saying to people, hey, this and that is inside of foods and this and that. Maybe it's time for us to start maybe listening to that.
That's another show, another day.
Yeah, because those of us who say that, we're all right wing nut job, crazy.
And not only that, you're not allowed to do that anymore.
Well, you can do it.
No.
My mother has an apple
tree.
She has like 4 apple trees in her backyard, and she has her own garden.
There are some. Mm-hmm.
Not.
They're using the excuse, well, it could carry E. coli.
Are you serious?
Yes.
They have several, but don't forget the National Department of Agriculture says you cannot do it. Yeah, you're not allowed that, really. People are still doing it, and they're not enforcing the law yet.
We are putting millions of dollars in these urban farms, and you trying to tell me we put millions of dollars in farms and then telling people they can't farm when they get done farming?
I'm going to tell you that those farms have special ability to operate, special permission to operate.
I'm taking a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. WSOM.
When dinner sneaks up on me, the Walmart deli.
Well, yeah, because you're
Tiger Mom on the show. I really think she should. I'm gonna ask her if she can. Yeah, I think we should try to get Tiger Mom on here. I really wanna. You think she'll come on here? Anybody? Guess not.
Yeah, but see, the problem with that, though, is the government thinks you're just too stupid to grow your own food, and they have to take care of you. So they'll never allow that.
Yeah, I know. But she's just growing fruits and vegetables in her backyard, actually.
Yeah, and you should be able to do that. But, like, here in Ohio, the regulations are ridiculous.
Well, yeah, she's in the South, North Carolina, so she's,
right. She
can get away with that. I didn't think it would be too bad having an apple tree anyway, so,
Right.
It's an apple tree. It's just amazing how you can pay attention to things and be conscious of it And then, like, as time goes on, then it just comes out and comes out. And you're just like, oh, my God, I've been saying this.
He's been saying this. And then, yeah, and then it's happening. You know, you say, wow, is that really happening? And then, yes, it starts happening, you know.
Yeah, and but none of this surprises me. I mean,
no,
absolutely none of it surprises me. But now that I'm seeing it, I'm in this moment and I'm seeing it, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Now I'm like, there's a hidden agenda. What is this hidden agenda? You know,
it's like the football. It's like the football player, the black football player coming out. Another, again, it's like, wow, here we go again.
Right. And it was that, what's that, the gay is the new black, and, you know, just.
Right.
I think,
no, it's not.
Yeah. It, to me, I feel like it doesn't matter your religious beliefs. So it has nothing to do with that.
Yeah,
we
do.
Like,
a lot of great callers.
We got
great things going on. I'm producing a better show now.
Yeah.
And
we're getting paid, too.
Yeah, the second amendment.
Wait a minute. You told me everybody was working for free.
No.
You didn't get a check?
No, I didn't get a checky check.
Oh, hold up. I'll get you one.
You're going to dig it out of the Monopoly box.
It's got wings on it, so it never hits the ground.
Hey, Tracy, I need an update, Tracy.
No, I thought you're just going to give me cash. He's going to get out of the Monopoly box.
I'll give out cash. Cash gets you in trouble.
Hey, Tracy, I need an update.
I have to get it out of the Monopoly box.
Speaking of which, we only have a few minutes to go. Hey, guys, hold on just a second. I'll be right back. I got to take a top-of-the-hour break. I got bills to pay at the top of the hour and news to listen to. Did you meet the Medicare yesterday?
Which one? Which part?
It's my understanding that they decided to beat up on the Republican Party here in Mahoning County.
No, I didn't see that part.
Republican
the
Party.
The tale of two chairmen, I did not get to finish reading that. I was going to read it today when I got home.
Why in the world would they come? I mean, do you know how hard it is to find people to want to run? And because we didn't run somebody in the probate judge,
mm-hmm.
Why? What?
I think Susan Ruga is more conservative than
I mean,
people
what?
Think.
It doesn't
She's
matter.
She's a closet Republican.
Well, they since they assassinated the sitting judge.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's a shoo-in.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They really drug him out to dry, if I'm not mistaken.
They drug him through the mud.
But what did he do?
Well, you know what?
I think he didn't pay his bills.
What bills?
I don't know. Or he spent too much money when he was there or something.
He said he owes taxes and something else.
What's that got to do with it being judge?
Well,
so they raided his house?
They sure did. They raided his house and his office. And they're going to say that if he did made any move that gave somebody an unfair advantage or a bad decision, this, that, another, he could have done it for money, and they're going to try to prove that.
You know, and I've met Mark. He's a nice guy, too.
Mark is probate.
Mark is probate. He is the number one person in this area to be the probate judge.
Mark is probate.
I hope that
he breathes probate.
That he squeaks it out.
Well, you know what though?
That's because you like Sue.
Well, I've known
her
for a long time, and I can vouch for her character.
But I'm just saying, my issue is not about character. My issue is about an assassination. My question: Do you have to assassinate somebody to beat him or kill him or take him out or? Because I mean, Mark breathes probate.
Wait a minute.
If you cut him, he's gonna cut probate.
Who's the Democratic chairman?
Yeah.
Wait. Who? What's his name?
Redfern.
No. In the Mahoning County here.
You mentioned his name. We don't know him.
That's Dave Beatrice. He's the top.
Oh, that's who that is.
And
okay.
Wasn't it Beatrice, Maruca, and Kopp at one time?
Is that who that is?
Ooh. Is there a connection there?
Is that who that is?
No. Democrats play fair. I'm sorry.
You know what? And then you know what I remember, too.
Uh-huh.
And this is what they're probably going to use. Who ran the website for the Democrats of the 17th District? The 6th and the 17th District.
Ooh, I don't know anything.
You don't know nothing.
I know nothing. I'm going to break now. You're listening to Tracy and Friends on WSOM, AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And we're going to take a top of the hour break. And when we come back, we'll finish with open mic at 11 o'clock.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest.
latest from ABC News, I'm Richard Davies. It was the first significant storm to hit Northern California in 14 months, but the long drought that threatens water supplies is far from over in many parts of the West. A lot more rain and snow is needed. Charles Bell with the National Weather Center.
The good part, though, for the state of California, a lot of the state depends on the snowpack, which is a main provider for the reservoirs and the California water system. Those areas are seeing beneficial amounts of snow up there.
The Sierras got up to 3 feet of snow in this storm. Georgia's governor holds a news conference an hour from now about the winter storm expected to hit the Atlanta region. His office vows no repeat of what happened 2 weeks ago when the region was paralyzed. A harsh attack on President Obama from the president of the conservative-leaning nonprofit think tank, the Heritage Foundation. Jim DeMint says Republicans don't trust the president and are shying away from immigration reform.
What he's done with Obamacare and arbitrarily enforcing our laws, how he's misused the IRS against his political enemies to give the president the authority that would come with this giant amnesty bill just does not make sense.
DeMint says now is not the right time for immigration reform, but Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer says if conservatives don't trust the president, they can pass legislation now and not let it go into effect until Mr. Obama's second term ends. Michael Sam has told ESPN he's a gay man and proud of it. He's a University of Missouri defensive end, and he could become the first openly gay player in the NFL.
I was afraid that it would leak out without me actually owning my truth. I wanted to let the world know and tell them that, hey, I'm gay. Let me tell my own story.
Michael Sam speaking with ESPN. Stocks are down today after 2 days of gains. This is ABC News.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
A three-way race for gold at the Winter Olympics in Russia. ABC's Jim Ryan is there.
Norway, the Netherlands, and the United States each have two gold medals going into this day of competition. The Americans have dominated snowboarding with superstar Shaun White to compete in the halfpipe on Tuesday. The U.S. has taken bronze in women's slalom and in team figure skating, but Jeremy Abbott, who had been favored in that event, will have a chance to turn his bronze into gold next week in men's figure skating. Jim Ryan, ABC News at the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia.
We're watching TV almost everywhere, including in the bathroom. This new study says 40% of 18 to 24-year-olds use social media in the bathroom. A new Nielsen study finding that more than ever, consumers are watching television programs on their own schedule, not when they're broadcast. In the past year, U.S. viewers time-shifting away from broadcast schedules grew by almost 2 hours to 13 hours each month, according to the Nielsen survey of viewing habits. I'm Richard Davies.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is healthcare. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Fit family. Unique. Individualized. And promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. It's the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
We're back, and you listen to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. In the studio, we have almost everybody here but Mark. Ben's here, Jeff's here, Six is here, and I'm here. My name's Tracy, and I hope you're having a good day today. It's Monday. Today is the 10th of February, 2014, and the number is 347-945-5229. And me and Pharrell Williams are having an affair right now because I enjoy listening to him because I'm happy. That should have been the song of the year.
I'm with
you
on that.
You weren't clapping then. Because if you're happy, clap. Doesn't it say that? See?
Six, do you clap on 1 and 4 or two and four or 1 and 3?
I don't know.
I got white man's disease.
You clap on 1 and 3.
1 and 3. Well, I'd always like odd part harmonies better, so.
Yeah.
I'm a 1 and 3 guy, too.
You're 1 and 3, too?
Yeah. See, clapping's okay, but when you want me to clap and stomp at the same time, I got problems.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the only time you're going to see me dance is when somebody's firing around at my foot.
This is the truth. I'm doing this song. I'm sold, Tracy. You got me. You got me. I'm with you.
It's a good ending. It's a good. It's a good song to end the night.
It's a happiness song. Yeah, for to come out with.
I feel like roller skating and going to do something, going to work out.
It's a good workout song. Good, you know, get yourself going. Hey, Eric, how are you this morning? The local call, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Tracy. I'm still heterosexual, just so you know.
You've made your announcement, okay? Because we got to make our announcements because everybody needs to know. Steve, are you making your announcement? How are you this morning?
Making announcements for what?
Never mind.
Everybody has come out and said what their sexual preference is or orientation is.
You got to come out and give your announcement.
I'm a man in love with women. Man.
There you go.
That's it?
Thank you, Miss Tracy. I love women.
That's good. That's good.
I believe in a traditional marriage.
I'm still here.
Hey.
I don't have any guests, man. I don't think it's normal for a man and marry another man. I don't think that's normal. But if they do it, that's their personal business. As long as it's not approached upon me or anything like that.
But they don't make it their personal business. They have to tell the world.
Iran's getting ready to become. Hey, Steve, I know you're a player. I know. I've seen you in action.
Jeff, you ain't got to put his business out there.
I got you and I got Steve. So between that, I should be able to make some money this year somewhere.
Hey, Steve, what you want to say today? What's the news on your street?
Well, what I wanted to say, Miss Tracy, is that understand that Florida has what they call a game ground, so to speak. But I think that they may have to go back. I don't know how to say it because, I mean, I think the situation in Florida with the young black guy that got shot, because he felt the music was too loud, he told the little boy cut down his music. Now, if that would have been me, I would have did what the man said, but obviously, I guess the man was upset with the young boy, and he went over there and approached him and just shot him.
Steve, we don't know what you're talking about.
The incident just happened, and they were talking about it on the radio today, and it was even mentioned on television.
Hey, there's no other radio program but this one in the morning, man. Don't talk to us about what some imposters have been doing.
Florida. The young boy was in a gasoline station, and he had, I guess he was playing rap music. The one guy, he didn't like that he was playing the music so loud. He went over to approach him about it, and I guess he sack-talked him or something like that.
And he stood his ground.
And let me guess, the guy's a racist because he hates music.
Well, he didn't have to shoot the brother because he didn't like his music.
No, that doesn't mean that. I mean, because I can understand if there are a lot of older black people that don't care much for young generation's music, too. But that still didn't give
him a reason to shoot somebody there just because I don't like your music. Because we'd have been shot a long time ago going down the street with Parliament and Funkadelic. And listen, and I would have shot you a long time ago when I listened to your crazy music.
I know.
I knew when I was coming up as a boy, older people didn't care too much for rock and roll music.
Well, it wasn't.
And they
Elvis.
Didn't shoot the Beatles people, and they didn't like the Beatles. They said it was devil music.
Wait, wasn't Elvis the Antichrist for a while there?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they wouldn't show him from the waist down on Sullivan.
But let me ask you this. Let me say this. Why is it that when music changed, it's been a long time tradition that people did not like certain people's music. You know, they didn't like Elvis Presley. They didn't like the Beatles when they first came out. And it was really, really, you know, how they treated people was really not nice. So what is the difference between now and then? Because, I mean, last night the Grammys celebrated the Beatles for 3 hours.
The Grammys were last night?
No, the Grammys
were
no,
it was
they a, had
a special. It was a 50th anniversary celebration of the
Whatever.
Beatles.
Whatever. You know,
they celebrated it for 3 hours.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, Ted Nugent has came out and thanked all of the black artists that influenced him en masse. And said without that history, he wouldn't be the guitarist he is.
Oh, but Hendrix?
No. Ted Nugent.
Listening to Hendrix?
Oh, all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still, I think.
Bo Diddley. I mean, all of them. Yeah.
But my question
Bo knows.
But you look at what's going on right now. I mean, for a young man to get shot because they don't like his music, that's kind of serious.
No, it's not because they didn't like his music. It's because they were playing it very loud while they were sitting at the gas station. The argument ensued. The gentleman thought that the guy in the back reached for a gun or something, and he pulled his out and started firing. That's what his testimony is. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know.
The authorities are saying that they didn't see a gun on him, and it's going to have to be proven, because what the man is saying is that the boys put the gun and threw it out of the car as soon as they pulled off. So, in other words, I mean, I don't know. Some people are saying he may not get off. And
he's not going to.
So, wait, the car that he shot into, they pulled in and drove off?
Well, he drove off.
Or he drove
he
off.
He got in his car and left. And they also drove off.
I don't know anything about this. Wait a minute. He shot somebody and then he drove off?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, he's guilty.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah, you don't. No.
You can't shoot somebody and drive off?
No.
He was scared.
I mean, it's easy. That's
no.
That's
no.
Yes, he was scared.
You pull out your cell phone. You call 911.
No. You don't call. You go home.
He's
still claiming the self-defense. He was scared. He had to go because they was gonna come back and get him. Because they shot his boy.
That's.
Wait a minute. The guy that shot the people drove off, and he's saying that they came back to shoot him?
No. No.
I'm really confused.
No, listen. Argue back at me.
All right.
You pull out a gun and shoot me.
Right.
Shoot me.
Bang.
What are you going to do?
Get in the car and go home.
You already think I done pulled a gun.
I ain't.
Okay, but you're not going to sit around there and let me shoot you now, are you?
Well, heck, if I'm a good shot, I'm not going to worry about you shooting me back.
Yeah, but you are because there's five people in this car.
I'm not going to leave, but then again, I've been trained for that situation.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's five people in the car. You don't know who's going to pick up a gun and shoot you.
That's why you shoot all five.
No, there was four or five people, I understand. I thought he was in the middle in the back.
The one that got shot or the one that was doing the shoot?
The one that got shot.
He was in the driver's seat.
Well,
the guy that killed was in the driver's seat.
So we know that car didn't drive off.
17-year-old boy, he was in the driver's seat.
Okay, so that means that car never moved.
So that guy, he's guilty.
Yep.
Okay, well, he's done.
Yep, he's done.
He was scared.
It don't matter. He's still done.
Yeah, he still violated laws.
What law? They were going to kill him.
No, well,
he had to go.
There's no proof of that. And if there's no proof of that,
authorities said they didn't see any weapons on those boys.
I mean, if you're outside of a car and you're threatened by somebody who's inside a car,
and you shoot them, it's all over.
There's no way that's going to.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah. Now if he would have aborted him,
case.
Right?
Yeah, he would have aborted him. It'd have been all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because abortion's okay.
That's all he has to do is say, hey, this was an abortion.
It was a late-term abortion.
Retroactive. Retroactive abortion.
That's silly as all get up, but
it's true.
Clarification, the guy's name is Michael Dunn.
Dead is dead.
And he used your stand your ground defense claiming that he saw a gun in the teen's car. It was in Florida, and he killed a teen over loud music dispute.
He's done.
Why in the world?
He's done just like the clown that shot the guy with the text in the movie theater. He's done.
And you know what would be really ironic?
Oh, no, I don't know if he's done.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah, he's done.
While that guy spent
the movie
his time.
Theater?
Yeah,
no.
He's done.
No.
Yeah, he has.
No.
They've already pressed charges.
They can press charges if they want. Did you see the film? He either grabs the guy's popcorn and then throws it in his face or whatever. That man's the next cop. All he has to do is, you know what?
I was assaulted.
I was assaulted, and I blacked out, and I shot him.
Listen, you take my popcorn, you could get hurt.
Well, you take my popcorn and throw it in my face, you're going to get hurt.
You know how hard it is for me to get my popcorn just right in the movie? And
then
the popcorn costs more than the movie.
That's what I'm talking
about. That's what I'm saying.
That's the argument about
popcorn.
The Danny Brown thing that makes me insane. that guy, the police officer, he doesn't fall under stand your ground, or excuse me, not stand your ground, but
substance?
No, not allowed. Gun-free zone.
Right.
Police officers and retired police officers don't even fall underneath that law in any state in the union.
Well, if it was a gun-free zone, because all theaters aren't.
Right. It was not a gun-free zone, but even if it was, it wouldn't have applied to him. Because he was a retired policeman anyway. Mm-hmm. So.
But also, he's 72 years old, and they could take into account that he has maybe a little case of dementia or something like that. They may go a little easy with him. You think? I don't.
Oh.
Now, Steve, tell me something again. Who told you that you have a learning disability? I think you game in the system, Steve. Steve. Well, she ain't on.
She came on early this morning and she hung up. She hung up early. She didn't hear your voice, so she left.
I like the new and approved diva we got.
Who's the new and approved? Oh, no, this is not.
Conservative
no, don't,
diva.
Don't, this
conservative
is, this
diva.
Is not diva.
Yeah. Oh,
no.
I know. It's
is that like Malibu Barbie?
Well, it's, whatever it is, it's new and improved.
I know that's right. I'm with you. I understand.
I thought it was diva for a half second.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
no, you didn't. No, you
but
didn't.
But then she started saying intelligent things, and I knew I was conservative things.
She's not conservative. She's just a free thinker.
Yeah.
She's just a free thinker. She's got her own mind.
Yeah.
And I prefer for a person to have their own mind.
I mean, yeah, me too.
Some people just regurgitate what they hear.
Yes, I know.
And I just have a problem with people that listen to the news and don't go anywhere else.
Well, if it's said on, you know,
hey, can you turn the air off?
CNBC, it's got to be,
No, CNBC is the financial channel. You mean MSNBC?
Well, but
MSLSD.
Yeah, but they have.
That's about right.
Well, it's got to be true if it's on the radio and on the television.
Yeah,
only if it's on Tracy and Friends.
Yeah,
we're always right.
And the internet. If you see it on the internet, it's got to be true.
Mm-hmm. Got to be. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Hey, Eric, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was cold. There was a lot of snow here Saturday, but other than that, it was okay.
And you know what? Well,
we live
the
in
snow.
The same area, Eric.
The snow. No. I didn't know the snow was like the snow. It like,
No. Well,
we got 4 inches yesterday morning
yesterday
just while we were
morning.
In church.
Yeah,
I was going to say. They
were calling for 1 to 3, and we got like, what, 6?
4 or 6.
We got
yeah.
8, I don't know, and then it blew around all afternoon.
Yeah. No, but you know what? I'm glad they were wrong this time. Instead of when they were calling for 6 inches, we got 12.
Right. Well, you know. And people in, hey, where's our friend Alabama? Because they're supposed to get hit again. Georgia, Alabama.
I think they hibernate down there if it gets any cold.
The problem with Alabama, he hasn't learned that you don't put hot water on a windshield when it's cold.
Ah, yes. No,
they do it all the time. Yeah. You do it all the time.
Not when it's 10 below zero, you don't.
Well,
you won't have a windshield.
That's sort of like a Brown fan acting at a Super Bowl party. You don't know.
We know how to be there.
I can't believe you invited a Brown fan to the Super Bowl party.
Well, I explained to him what it was. And then,
you know, Jeff, I hate to pick on you, but at the mall in Canton,
yeah,
they got a whole section of Browns wear.
Yeah, on sale.
WTNY. Wait till next year.
I want it on sale. They don't even sell it around here too much.
What's that?
Brown stuff.
Well, you know, it was 15 years ago, everybody did the Browns left, and everybody wanted them to come back.
Mm-hmm.
There's a movement up in Cleveland to get rid of them again. From the fans this time.
No. The fans are diehard. The fans are
diehard.
Nobody's
going to get rid of the Browns.
Listen, I've never seen anything to be anyone to be that much of a diehard of anything. The Browns are diehard.
Yes, we are.
They're fans. I mean, you got to understand.
You should marry a Browns fan.
You haven't met a Taylor Hart Jr. fan, have you?
We're going to get you married off, and I'm going to find a Browns fan to marry you off.
Because you'll never find anybody as loyal and as dumb.
That's right.
Tracy, you've never met a Dale Earnhardt Jr. fan, have you?
No.
He can't win a race to save his life, but he's the most popular NASCAR driver.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I think his father is, and he's dead.
What?
Dale Earnhardt
Sr. Yeah, I said Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah, I know, but I said you said Jr.'s most popular.
He is.
I think
every year
think
he gets voted
more popular.
Every year they take a fan vote of active drivers, and he's the most popular driver every year.
Now listen, I got a question for you guys.
And he can't win a race to save his life.
I got to take a break, but I got a question for you guys. Tell me, when you guys gonna let Eddie get a ring or get into the Hall of Fame?
Who? Eddie who?
Eddie DeBartolo, what is up with the conspiracy that they won't let Eddie into the Hall of Fame?
Probably the same reason they won't let Ted Nugent in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Pete Rose in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Right.
Well, now, I don't know that Ted Nugent was betting against somebody's record at the Grammys or something, but I can understand.
There's too many tree huggers voting.
Well,
there's
no doubt about it.
Cleveland Hall of Fame. And have you seen that place up there?
It's beautiful.
I've never been inside.
I've
played in it.
I've never been inside.
Yeah, I wasn't too impressed.
It's not impressive.
I mean, it's not the Guggenheim.
When
I think of museum, I think of something really classy. And
nobody that I know that's been inside that thing was really impressed with it.
Yeah.
Why?
The outside of the building is beautiful.
I mean, all you see is dead people's clothes.
You know what? You guys are really going to – that's why I can't give you guys checks. I go out to get sponsorship from the Hall of Fame, and what happens? They tell me they heard my show, and you're talking against the Hall of Fame.
Go to Canton and talk to the NFL Hall of Fame.
But what's funny about – I mean, yes, they have a place where you can go
like
and listen to music, but, I mean, when you go on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I mean, it's about rock and roll, and you want to hear it. You want to feel it. You want to experience it. All you do is stand around and look at dead people's clothes.
Well, I mean, no, you got places where you can hear.
Yeah, but it's not.
I know.
I told you I played in it before.
Yeah.
But I love the way it looks like a record from the sky.
Well, I haven't.
It looks like an LP from
yet.
The sky.
Well, gee, I really go up there.
I've never flown over.
So that makes a lot of sense. How come it doesn't play a record from the ground?
Hey, private caller, how are you? Tell me you're not calling from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You're going to give me a sponsorship. And you just heard my show. Private caller.
He forgot to press play.
Come on, Brown Dog.
Okay. They changed their mind.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Hey, you going to come back and visit us more often now?
Yes, now that you found us at this time.
I know you were looking in the afternoon. You couldn't
I know you
came
in the afternoon and nobody was here. But.
Well, I was here at midnight thinking you guys were on, you know.
You came 9 o'clock at night and stayed until
midnight
and nobody ever came, right?
No.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Jeff was on time.
When?
For noon.
Hey, listen, I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends.
I'm so excited. Charlie Staple barbecue sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple barbecue sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple barbecue sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple barbecue sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staple's barbecue sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit. for those who need inpatient care, Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Salem High School basketball returns to News Talk 600 WSOM. When the Quakers are at home this season, News Talk 600 will be there. From the opening tip-off to the final buzzer, you'll hear all the action on News Talk 600. Brought to you by Dr. Shivers DDS, the Salem Computer Center, and Hunter Associates. Salem Quaker basketball from the Salem High School Boosters and News Talk 600 WSOM.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. The city of Youngstown wants the public's input on a neighborhood conditions report. The study was done by the city's neighborhood development group and planning department and has some positive findings, one being a decrease in calls to police and also a decrease in the number of homes facing foreclosure. Boardman Zoning Inspector Sarah Gartland and her staff are making it a mission to develop Boardman and improve the neighborhoods. Gartland says she wants to come up with a specific plan to focus on areas that need attention and the direction for the future. And a Youngstown man accused of fatally shooting another man nearly 2 years ago is expected to be sentenced tomorrow. 23-year-old Reginald Whitfield is expected to enter a plea in the case. Police say he was involved in the murder of a man who showed up to a home on Silliman Street to sell a video game system and a laptop. A 19-year-old man was also charged in the case. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
one 800 530 WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
But it's a carrier.
It ain't.
It's a carrier. It just what do you want?
It ain't scratch because I just burnt that.
You burnt that on a scratch CD?
No.
Put it in a carrier.
It was a brand new out the pack
CD. Brand new out. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is 34 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock. You can turn the air back on now.
Was that one of them free Obama CDs?
That's what it was.
Ha! You remember the GRP contest they had after for a song for Hill LA after the riots?
No. Not really.
No.
Okay, GRP Records and the city of Los Angeles set out and had a contest. There were 1,200 people that that entered the contest,
mm-hmm.
and ours came in number 52.
Wow.
Yeah, that song right there. Came in number 52.
Maybe I'll have to come back and listen to it when it doesn't skip.
Yeah, when it doesn't skip. That's your fault.
It might skip.
Skipped it up.
718, that's my New York number. Alabama, what? You know, you're awfully late today. What's up? Are you snowed in?
He's preparing for the snow. That's what he's doing.
That's what he's doing.
They got ice.
What are they expecting? Something horrendous like a half inch down there?
Yeah something
ice.
Like that.
Oh, well, they're getting ice first, and then they're going to get snow.
Alabama.
Well, a half inch of ice is devastating. That's enough to bring down a tree.
Yeah.
What, half an inch?
Yes.
Of ice?
Of ice. Yeah.
You don't play with ice. I'll take 6 inches of snow for it. I'll take a quarter inch ice.
Listen, for those of you guys who listen down in the southern part of Alabama, Georgia, okay, when it gets cold outside, you stay home. Turn the heat on, find a fireplace and a book. Don't go outside.
What they know about a fireplace down there?
There are a lot of houses that have false fireplaces.
High-end fireplaces.
They have them there for hours.
Sitting around your stove with the door open. And imagine.
So everybody call your relatives in Georgia and tell them just stay home. It's a snow day.
When I say mountain Georgia.
I mean, we're driving with roads of ice and snow packed on it. And, you know, it's funny when you see somebody from, like, Southern California visit us this time of year.
They get so excited.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the snow. We're like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's so good to have you back, man.
It's good to be back. Missed you guys.
Yeah, right.
No, I did. Yeah, no. Hey, you know, my mom's better now. Got the house up and running.
I mean, you missed.
Christmas is over.
And your point is Christmas is over?
Well, I'm very busy that time of year. I'm making a lot of dreams come true, so.
So that's what dreams look like, huh?
I guess.
And you made six be the only body, six and Mark be the only guys here?
Well, what about Jeff? What
about Jeff? He hasn't come out yet.
Yeah. Out of what, the closet?
Yeah, don't say anything yet. He's not in here. He'll get upset if I tell ahead of time.
No, but what have you guys been up to? What's new? I haven't caught up to you. We got to get together and catch up.
I know. Private caller, your mic's on.
Accused of breaking the law. I mean, an arrest in Miami Beach, for driving a car way over the speed limit and perhaps under the influence.
Okay.
I think somebody got the TV on in the background.
Hey, Eric, is that you?
Yeah, that was me. Sorry about that. I turned it down.
Eric, what in the world? I mean, what you trying to do? What? Who went over the speed limit in Miami? Justin Bieber?
Yeah, it was something about him drag racing. Yeah, he was. They got a video of him on smoking guns, or the egg throwing competition, or whatever he was doing at his house.
Just say no. You know, but this is sometimes we need to talk about this for a minute. Let me tell you what happens when you take corporal punishment out of mainstream America.
You end up with Justin Bieber?
You end up with Justin Bieber. That's where I was going with that.
Did you hear about the plane incident?
Yeah, I heard. My question is, that's what happened?
The pilot had to put a gas oxygen mask on so it wouldn't crash the plane.
Listen, I want you guys to check out Saturday Night Live. This upcoming Saturday, because I'm quite sure they will have jokes for real.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have to. Why did they fire Jay Leno?
Yeah, I don't think he fired. I think he retired.
No, they fired him. They fired him because he was making jokes about
Obama.
I can take the hint. I've been fired twice. I understand. I can take the hint. Third time's a charm.
Well, yeah, I tell you what, his last monologue, he really attacked Obama and Obamacare.
Well, I think that's why he got fired. Well, NBC don't pick on the president.
But what was weird is that the audience was applauding this time.
Well, yeah, they usually do. I mean, that's one thing I have to give I got to give Leno credit. I mean, he's an equal opportunity jabber.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
But when he jabbed four years ago,
he was more of a Tim Russert reporter, or a comedian, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he picked on Bush just as much as he picked on Obama. In fact, I think he was the first late-night comedian to actually pick on Obama.
So why did they fire him?
Because he picked on Obama, and he worked for NBC.
That makes him a what?
They fired him.
An unemployed racist.
Why do you fire the guy that's got the best ratings in his time slot?
They say he was too old. They wanted to go to Jimmy Fallon. They wanted to find
And Jimmy Fallon's funny, too.
I don't like Jimmy Fallon. I think he's obnoxious.
Well, you know, I didn't like Leno at first, too.
I didn't like Leno and I didn't like Jimmy Fallon, but that's not the point.
Carson was just, and of course, I wasn't there.
You were old enough
Carson.
To know about Carson.
I'm old enough to know about Carson.
You remember the famous Carson and what was it, that other Dave Letterman? You know, Dave Letterman wanted that. I remember when that was all going on. That was fun, you know, the late night wars they used to have.
Yeah.
So.
Alabama, what's new?
Not much. It took off today. Trying to have some business, trying to make some money. You know how it goes.
Listen, now, you took off today. Now, you know there's an ice storm coming. So go to the store and get everything you need.
No, we ain't got nothing. It's warm down here.
No, no, it's coming. It's coming
tomorrow.
In a couple days.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. It's coming down your way again. Now listen, go to the store and get what you need.
Wait, wait.
Get a 100 pack of toilet paper.
Wait, wait, wait. There's something more important here. You, Alabama, you took off work to make money. I want to
say
know how you're doing that so I can do it again.
Say it again. I'm sorry. I was unmuted. I had the phone on speakerphone. Say it again.
You said that you took off work to make some money. I want to know how you do that.
Well, see, I don't believe in working a 9-to-5 to get, you know, to obtain certain things. So I want to be the greedy 1% that Dee always talks about.
Yeah,
I'm with you, brother. I'm part of that.
He didn't make an announcement.
Too.
Hey, Tracy, Alabama didn't make an announcement.
Alabama, did you make your announcement today?
He went somewhere again.
He
what
to make
announcement
some money.
Is that? What announcement is that? I'm up here trying to get some gas.
You got
to
tell me if you're heterosexual or if you're homosexual, you need to make an announcement. Everybody needs to make an announcement.
All day. Yo, with that. Now, my sports center, like, they're very liberal because, you know, they're owned by Disney. It's just, I don't like that. Like, man, just, we don't care about that. Like, that's not necessary. What does that have to do with you catching and sacking a quarterback?
It's going to have a lot to do when you go in that locker room because right now the players are saying they will be very, very uncomfortable having him in the locker room with them.
And that's the thing. You should have waited till you got drafted before you said, did that. That was stupid as all I know. I don't know, man. I don't know. It depends. Like, the guy last time, he did it to try to stay in the league. That's what he did. This guy here, he's going to probably go down with some draft picks.
I'm never going to look at a football team on the field again when they pat each other's butts.
What's up with that?
I guarantee you, the first time he pats somebody's butt,
it's
going
to be
he's going to get decked. No, he's going to get decked. And he deserves it.
Let me ask this: why do y'all pat each other on the butt?
I don't pat no man on the butt.
I never did that when I played.
When I was in the service, they did. But
I mean, even when you watch.
Oh, that's right. You were in the Air Force.
Yeah, I was in the Air Force.
We used to kick
the Navy's butt when they came in the Kittery, Maine.
No, but why do men pat each other on the butt?
I don't know. That's all.
Atta boy, go get them.
Yeah.
Atta boy, they couldn't find another.
Slap them on the shoulder.
You know why? Maybe it's because we can't pat women's butt without getting in trouble.
Well, you can't pat men's butts anymore.
Baby
but
laughing. I heard the baby laughing.
The baby laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. I mean, because y'all men been patting each other on the butt for a long time.
And, yeah, I never got that.
And today, now you pat each other on the butt, and you know,
Tracy,
y'all,
Tracy.
Our coach used to do that.
You don't see that in NASCAR.
Tracy, I wanted to interject something.
No, I see it a lot. I hear the term that they tap each other's behind all the time there.
What's that?
The rear end gets hit all the time.
Well, that happens, yeah.
Yeah. So don't say it doesn't happen in NASCAR.
What's the two kind of music stars that are gay?
Luther Vandross.
No, country and western.
Not
old.
<No. laughs> They ain't admitting it yet. I'm sure there are some.
They ain't many.
I ain't heard any.
They ain't many.
I ain't heard any admit it. I'm sure there are some. I mean, they claim 1% of the population. And any
2.5, yeah.
Of any population of people.
Right.
So why are they taking over the 100%? And now the 100% got to say it's normal if they only make up 2%. And why do they have to come out the closet every time they decide that they want to, you know, let the world know? Why can't they just call a family meeting like everybody else?
Because I've been dancing with a man.
Oh, hey, you guys found out about that guy, Kendrick, down in Georgia. They, you know, the guy had his body wrapped up in the gym mat, and come to find out, they took his organs and ripped his fingernails off, so the parents couldn't really get any type of good autopsy and see what really caused him to die.
No, you're going to tell us that story and give us a cliff note version.
The same kid, that was wrapped up, they found him in the thing in school, man. They went to the Secretary of State. They trying to help this, you know, hide it. So it seems like to me, it's got that says law enforcement all day when they going that far to to cover it up. Because if it was another student, they'd just throw him in jail. But when they're trying to cover it up, somebody either somebody at their school killed him, or somebody, a law enforcement officer, you know, they good to choke you to death and, you know, and go back to work the next day like nothing wrong. So
they need to call in Shamar Moore and his people. I see Criminal Minds coming to Georgia.
Better bring the blacklist out there. Find out what happened.
That's a good show. I like that.
I love the blacklist.
The blacklist.
I'm upset that this is not coming on during the Olympics because I don't care nothing about the Olympics.
I can't believe I'm looking at this on my Facebook.
What are you looking at?
It's something Rosie O'Donnell put up. It says, unreal. Don't feel the fear the terrorists. They're mothers and fathers.
Oh, that idiot. She's an idiot.
What she said? Wait a minute. Huh?
She's got this thing put up there. It's a picture. It says, it says, don't fear the terrorists. They're mothers and fathers. Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, they're real mothers.
Real mother for ya, yeah.
She thinks 9/11 was an inside job anyway, too. So.
Well, yeah
she's never seen fire melt steel. I hate to tell her that, but I've seen it a lot.
Hey, South Carolina, your mic's up. How you doing, sweetie?
Fine, thank you, Tracy. I'm hearing about...
Oh, that's Mike.
Yeah, I'm hearing about men slapping men's butts. The only time I ever did it was by accident. I was reaching for his girlfriend.
but that's one
of the hazards of being blind, you know. But it's where you find it, I guess.
Oh, Mike.
You're looking for love at all the long prices, man.
I actually can tell you an honest story. I'll never forget. It was a year ago, January. I had to rush my wife to the hospital. And on the way out, after we were sure everything was okay and, you know, and the crisis had passed, we were standing at the curb. You know how they push you out in a wheelchair, the hospital? And so I wanted to reassure her, so I was rubbing between her shoulders while she was sitting there in the chair, and then it dawned on me that this doesn't feel like her shoulders, and I was actually rubbing the butt of the gal who pushed her wheelchair out.
Oh,
my.
She's really tall,
Mike.
Very attractive sister. And,
how do you know she's very attractive?
You can tell. You can tell.
Okay.
My attitude and stuff. You can tell.
Well, you're legally blind,
I realized what I was doing, and my wife said, you might want to explain to her that you're blind. And I couldn't speak. I was so embarrassed. And she said, no, it's okay. I understand. And I said, well, then if you understand, let me tell you the rest of it. You got a nice butt.
Mike.
Yeah, I got to get me a pair of dark sunglasses and a cane.
Yeah,
I got to get me a white
scam.
Like that.
It's a great scam, yeah.
Oh, you know.
Did you hear that, Cheryl?
You have embarrassing moments like that all the time. I can't tell you how many wrong cars I've hopped in because a horn blew and pulled up to the curb, and I'm thinking it's my ride, and I hopped into strangers' cars, and just all kinds of stupid stuff like that.
Hey.
Yeah? Yeah.
Shelley Wright.
Who's Shelley Wright?
She was a star in the 1900s and not 1900s. The 1900s and the 2000s. She came out as a lesbian.
I remember that name, but I don't remember what song she sung. She's a country singer.
Yeah.
And swimming. And that's why nobody knows her name.
Single white female.
And nobody knows her name.
Single white. Oh, somebody does.
No, he won't.
Yeah, but because she had dated Brad Paisley, everybody didn't really, you know, think that that was so.
Yeah, I think she didn't she sing that song, All My Exes Were
Drugs?
Just
imagine what those people of linemen are going to be saying to this guy when they up in that line. He's trying to get through the sack, the quarterback. What they gonna be saying to this guy? Like, cause I can just think of a few things, man. They gonna really go in, man. I know.
Now, last time, remember, don't forget about the young guy named Martin and Incognito.
I'm waiting for this idiot to get a call from the other idiot.
Who are you calling the idiot now, Jeff?
The president.
You can't do
he
that.
He calls all the up. If she can say on the radio, I can say that on the radio.
Yeah, I hope the Miami Dolphins don't draft him because he's in for a long ride, boy.
Well, if our president can refer to the police department up in Massachusetts as stupid
as
that
idiot.
Time,
yeah,
yeah,
acted stupidly.
Then we get the right to say the same word back. I'm sorry, you can't disrespect law enforcement.
Well, there was somebody else that he prejudged like that. The police acted stupidly, and. Something else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was that professor that got arrested there by the police and going into his own house. Yeah.
Henry Gates.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, it's my way, Henry Louis Gates.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I hope he don't get drafted by the Dolphins.
What? Why can't he get, well, as long as they stay away from the Steelers?
Yeah.
Ben's going to have a problem.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? He'd be a perfect fit in San Francisco.
Oh! Hey, not the 49ers. No.
No, they need a defensive end there. I'm not being facetious now.
No.
He's going to be defensive.
They need a new – they got to protect his blind side.
But that would be kind of –
What's the difference between a defensive end and a tight end?
About 3 years.
Yeah.
Super tight end.
Hey, guys.
We are not politically correct today.
No.
I'm sorry. We apologize. It's
the sad part is we're not over this. The sad part is we even have to still have these conversations. Nobody should have to come out. It should just be the way it is, and it's your own damn business. That's the reality of it. I mean, that's like black. That would be like black. Tracy's got to come out and admit she's black.
Well, I was going to do that as well. I came out this morning.
First thing this morning, Tracy made an announcement.
I made an announcement. I came out.
Yeah,
I'm out the closet.
I'm waiting for Bill Clinton to come out.
Bill's not coming out. Bill's going to be first king. He's trying to be, but Obama. You see how they just released that other story on both of them. No, I know they got a new book out. Hold on. You go look at the Drudge Report.
They're fighting each other, aren't they?
I think they're getting ready. I think they're getting ready to throw the president under the bus. I think the Democrat Party's getting ready to throw him under the bus.
The president?
Yep.
No way.
Yep.
They're going to throw the Clintons under.
Because you think they're going to throw the Clintons under?
Yes, they already have.
How?
I think we're going to find out Woody Allen and Bill Clinton are double dating next week.
Could be. That very well could be.
You go look. Watch this. You got the situation where they just destroyed Hillary. They put Benghazi right on her with that report from the Senate. Now, with the report from the Senate, don't forget who runs the Senate. The Democrats run.
Yeah, but then
okay,
they got the toll booth incident to take care of what's his name up in New Jersey there.
Chris Christie.
Yeah, they got.
So now they're taking care of anybody who could run for 2016. So wait, you see who we end up with this year?
Elizabeth Warren and Ted Cruz. I want to see Elizabeth Warren and Ted Cruz.
That's not going to happen.
Oh,
that's not going to happen. Well, but don't forget this. This new report comes out says Hillary and Bill were very, very corrupt.
Well, that ain't telling anybody
show,
they didn't
ruthless
know.
Ruthless Hillary.
But that's nothing nobody knew.
Yeah, but they're bringing it back and making
nothing
it.
Nobody didn't know.
Right.
Yeah,
right. I mean, everybody knew
that.
That
Whitewater Development Center.
Well, you have to understand, though, people don't believe it, regardless of whether people have said it. Or not.
I can't believe
these aren't Republicans doing this.
People who have read Obama's books don't believe what he stands
that's
for.
That's true too.
But I don't think the people that voted for him read. But I'm sorry.
It's gonna be Al Franken and Ted Nugent. That's who's gonna run.
I'll go for that.
Oh, that would be bad.
Vice President
will
be Morris Udall and Ron Paul.
What's that?
The Vice President will be Morris Udall and Ron Paul.
No, Ron Paul, no Rand Paul.
What's wrong with Rand Paul?
It won't be for president. It won't happen.
I don't know. It
won't happen. I tell you, Jeb Bush is the nominee.
No, he ain't gonna get elected president.
I didn't say that.
No, he won't be the nominee. No, they won't do that. This is the only time I ever agree with Jesse Jackson. Stay out the bushes.
It's not gonna happen.
No. I don't know who it will be, but it won't be that. They killed Christie already.
You have to have a right side progressive, a real one. He's a punk. He did that to get inside. In other words,
who?
Christie is not a real player. He's not a traditional.
Democrat.
I mean, they're still going to try to push Hillary. I think that Hillary's not going to take it.
I don't think Hillary.
But why is she out raising money? They say she's raising money and she's hurting the midterm by her raising money.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. She's going for it now, but they're going to kill her. They're going to assassinate her.
They ain't going to kill her.
They ain't going to kill her.
They're killing her now.
They're going to give her Shantik.
Politically speaking.
So.
politically.
No, they
that's what I, well, I'm not talking about physically.
No,
I said they're killing her. No.
Have you seen some pictures of Hillary lately? Though she looks bad.
No, she doesn't.
Oh yeah,
she looks better than
she looks like she's 70. She looks like a 70-year-old woman looks.
She looks like a 75-year-old.
But she looks better than Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
No,
Smith.
She does not.
No,
she does. That looks better than her. She's hot.
Yes.
Oh. Heck no.
Yes. Debbie Wasserman Schultz looks, Hillary looks better than
God,
that.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. If Hillary looked like that back in Salem in 1720, she'd be burned at
stake.
That's
right. No.
Debbie
Hillary
Wasserman
is
going to
go for the sympathy vote the night before they elect the nominee. She's going to fall down again.
Yeah, but the president's
and
hair is white.
The sympathy vote and put her in to run.
Tell me what is what. I only have a few minutes before the end of the day, and I need for somebody to give me some info. What is the President of the United States doing?
With?
Anything.
The same
nothing.
Thing he's done for the last 8 years, nothing.
He wants to push Obamacare on three more years.
He's tried to rule by decree. Got to give him credit for
yeah.
that.
But what is he doing? I mean, he's white as a ghost.
He did
what
hire,
in the world is he doing?
He did hire the person that was responsible for getting all the guns out of
what
Australia. That's
yeah.
the strategist. He hired that strategist to come to the U.S.
Oh, great.
Did you get to see Jay Williams while he was in town?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I was going to try to, but I couldn't make the calling hours the night before because I'm pretty sure that's where he was.
So he hired Australian guy.
Yes.
So now we're going to have to invent home invasion because that's what happened in Australia
mm-hmm.
after they got rid of all the guns.
Mm-hmm.
Never had home invasion before. They had to write a whole new law to cover home invasion because it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Part of their legal system.
Okay.
And now we got rid of all the guns. Now we have a problem with home invasions.
Wow.
Who'd have seen that coming?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Dick? I just got lost.
Well, in Australia, as soon as they get rid of all the guns,
mm-hmm.
crime increased like by 300%.
Right. They got
gun crime increased by 70%.
Yeah, they got rid of anything other than what was a bolt action rifle and revolvers.
No, they got rid of everything but shotguns.
I thought you can still keep a bolt-action rifle, but you have to keep it locked up in the safe, disassembled, until you actually get out
in
the bush.
That's if you have a federal firearm. Yeah.
And if you've got a revolver, it has to be disassembled
mm-hmm.
and in your safe,
yeah.
which makes it really useful.
Yeah, you can really go.
Right, because after all, you know, criminals don't have guns, you know, so
no,
don't need to worry
no.
about it.
Did you all laugh at the NAACP telling the anti-voter ID protesters to bring an ID to the protest?
Yeah.
Why do they have
yeah,
to
yeah,
on
yeah.
them at all times? That's because they're idiots.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, they're pointless. These people are pointless at this point. They serve no purpose.
It.
They
serve
no purpose.
Come protest, but bring an ID.
Hmm.
Well,
so
we no, dollars at work.
You shouldn't have no ID at an anti-ID protest.
That's right.
On purpose. You got one.
I'm going to go be happy.
Yeah.
You guys have a blessed day. We'll see you on tomorrow. Jeff and I will be here. We're going to do some Black History tomorrow. It's Alabama, so that you know, your boy is supposed to be coming on with me tomorrow. Black Authority. Oh, he just left, so he just has to hear about it.
Failed.
We'll see you guys on tomorrow. God bless you and have a good day.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. Here we go again with forecasters calling for perhaps an inch of snow in the Atlanta area by tomorrow, and then some ice on top of that. Officials are looking to avoid a repeat of the traffic paralysis that gripped the Atlanta area after a couple of inches of snow 2 weeks ago. This driver was stranded in his car for 11 hours.
I just hope that we don't get in the same mess.
Hello?